What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Weekly Roast and Toast here on DoubleToasted.com. Well, we nice and toasted now. We did a little roasting before we got started.
All roasted out.
Miles, you can leave now. I mean, it ain't too late. It ain't too late to go, man. That was a test to see your endurance.
You passed.
I know. Throw you in the water. I threw you in the flames. He is flaming.
The flames were under a bus.
I know. Yeah, we were giving DJ Miles a little bit of a hard time for the show. Just to see how he can last with this. He tested sensitivity level. He's good. He lasted, man. He ain't gone yet. He ain't said fuck Corey yet. Oh. Yeah. Oh, my God. Show them pecs to everybody over there. Oh, shit. Look at that. About to put everybody's eyes out with that. Look at it. Now, he really do got titties.
Wait, no, those are titties. Like,
yeah, that's my pecs. Those are titties, yeah.
You was supposed to be
there. Uh-oh. Yeah. I love when he's moving his whole body.
I'm smelling another contest.
Oh, yeah.
Plenty of floor right there.
Yeah, y'all know DJ Miles. He travels the land getting the push-up contest with people.
He's got his own mat rolls. Yeah.
I heard... Yeah, that motherfucker walks into villages. Well, who's the villain in town? I'll take him on.
I'm your champion.
Yeah. There's a new sheriff in town, and he's got big titties. Oh, I thought he was about to do some push-ups right now.
Well, let's do this. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah.
The gunslinger just looking at him like, what the fuck is he doing? I thought this was a shootout.
Two. Hey, the rules.
Yeah, but he just keeps on going.
Yeah, keeps on going. God damn it.
Willow ain't gonna stop me.
One-handed.
Yeah.
Oh, you just shot me because you can't do it.
Hey, everybody. I'm Corey Coleman. Over here, I got Martin Thomas.
Hey there.
Come on, you got them dipping dots today. How you doing? How you doing,
so,
man?
Now you're stealing material from Corey Goodwin.
No, man. We said that from the beginning.
He said that.
No, actually. What? No. I'm sorry. I called you Wonder Bread. I'm
sorry. Oh, man. I'm
sorry. Now that's funny.
Okay, I'm sorry. I was mixed up, but I do like the shirt, man. No, regardless of what I say.
Boy, he will always do that, too. Wonder Bread, but I like the shirt. It's like, you could have fooled me. And 10,000 other people who
like your shirt too, Bill. How you doing, man?
Nice and black.
Nice and black. Like you. How you doing, man? Good to see you, man.
I love your shirt, man.
Yeah.
Just so you know. You.
Yeah. Billy, Black Drew. What's going on, man?
Right.
Oh, don't hide it. Don't hide it, man. Right, he had his star David on right there. How's David doing?
He protects him from vampires.
Yeah. Right. Vampires. Yeah. Like this motherfucker right here. I want to suck your juice.
I want to talk some shit. How are you, Blair? Yeah, motherfucker. Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? Good to see you. Billy, move over. You got the brim of that hat coming in here. It's all right, though. Yeah, there you go. Slide. That's better. That is a lot better. Oh, it's good to have y'all here tonight. Good to see everybody here. Got Billy up in here. Billy, he's consistent. He's here again.
I know.
Oh, my God. This might be real.
Uh-oh.
Is this it?
One more. Crazy. One more, and Daniel has to play up.
That's right. What were you going to last 4 weeks?
Is that a thing? I didn't read it.
Yeah, no.
Oh, Danielle said she gives you 4 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. Now that we told
enough
that.
Right there. That's enough right
I know.
There.
Week 5 ain't going to be here. Got my money.
No. Four and a half.
Billy, where you at? What?
Yeah. Billy going to come in and sit down and leave. Well, I was here.
Let's see. Right there we go. All right.
Bye.
Send my check.
We got some people in the audience. We'll talk to in a little bit. Got Martin Thomas here, of course. How you doing, man?
I'm doing fine.
And then we got y'all here. Of course, let me go and check on something real quick. Yes, they are talking shit. We are good for liftoff. You know, people, if and I don't know what the hell is happening right now, but I have no idea what that is.
That's us before the show.
Oh, yeah, it was, man. And you know, if they are talking shit and getting crazy like that, then that must mean one thing, that they can see us, they can hear us, and they're talking shit about us, which means that we are good to go. So, ladies and gentlemen, please let me welcome up in here the one, the owner, the Chat-a-Tat-Tat. How y'all doing today, Martin? Look, they put you in the chat right there. How you doing?
Was that Skull?
What's that?
Was that Skull?
That? Oh, no, it was not. That was Monkey Daddy.
Uh-oh.
Doing them. Somebody, other people getting on an act.
I don't like that name.
I don't either, man, for some reason. It just... But you know, I used to like monkeys, man.
Monkey Daddy?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Let me see. Let me see what we got here. Damn, they go. Oh, this
oh
is,
man.
Man, y'all are rough today now. Come on. Come on now. This ain't right. This ain't right. They put in here, they say, fuck Billy Encore. That's you and me right there.
Which one's Billy?
Yeah, which is which?
Oh, no. Oh, I'll go ahead and take the old one right there, man. That's
we ain't but 7 years apart.
I know. I'll take the old right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, go take Bill Russell.
I am older than you, man, so
oh,
that's
7 years,
man.
Huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's only 7, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, it is. I don't know. I don't know where I've seen that before.
No, I'll be 40 next year.
Are you gonna be 40 next year?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, we have a blowout.
Yeah. Oh, Billy, we'd have to have a big party for you. You enter a new phase, man.
Oh man, yeah, no.
Kidnap him and take him next door.
I know. Yeah, we got to take you next door.
You ain't get to kidnap me, nothing.
Billy, you a
f***. I think I'm always late.
No, but that's how we can get your credit card to pay for everything.
Oh, okay, got it, okay. Fair enough.
You hear this shit?
You ain't going to kidnap me, nothing. I'll be right there. Yeah. I'll just be going nowhere. Yeah, matter of fact, it's this year. Right now.
Nah, Billy, 40. You know, it's getting close, man.
When is your birthday?
It's August 21st, so I'll be 39 next month, but I'll be
okay.
Next year.
Okay.
Oh, next year. Okay, so you got a little while then.
Yeah, you got some time.
Did I say next year?
Okay, I don't listen, man. You know, 40. 40 is when you start thinking.
So you said tomorrow, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir. 40 is when you start really thinking about things, man. I remember when I was 40 years old, I had one of the best years of my life.
Is that right?
I said, ain't nothing holding me down yet.
Except this liver.
Yeah, man.
Anyway, you turn 41, you're like, shit, I got to get married.
Yeah. I was in London. I jumped up and knocked my head. And I was,
oh, yeah.
When I woke up, I was like, I got to stop this shit. When I woke up, the moment that Chicago John undressed my ass and put me to bed, I said, I can't do this no more, man.
For 6 more weeks. Fuck you think you bullshit,
nigga? I'm still doing this.
He's so right. Like, you trying to bullshit us. I got to put an end to this. No, you said, I probably got to slow down.
Yeah.
That's what you said.
Yeah, I did.
Which means jack shit.
For the next 6 hours. Yeah.
Shit.
Until I wake up again.
I know. I'm still fucking up kids when they come to town.
I'm just saying. I mean, when the last one was not the last one. The time before that, I came to the party. Martin was like, you missed him, man. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Mia made him leave. He couldn't.
Mia didn't make me leave. Mia carried me out.
That's what I'm saying. Right, that's what I mean, though. Yeah, so when were you 40? Because it was after that.
Yeah, he was like a wounded soldier in Vietnam the way she carried him out.
She was.
Oh,
like
yeah.
There was a chopper waiting for them.
Oh,
the last chopper out of Nam and it throws ass on.
Yeah.
It.
Oh yeah. We just watched that video last night. We were just we were just watching this video last night where I was with you, Billy.
Me?
Oh, yeah. No, this is classic. No, you're fine.
No, you're good. No, man, you let me see here. No, I was hanging out with you. Billy, you're
holding him up.
When was this?
Billy, you actually giving me support.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean it's not? What do you mean it's true?
Oh, I thought he was making a joke.
It's right there. Look at it. Oh. Yeah, you haven't seen this?
That's a while ago.
If you remember, right now, give me your respect.
Will he get the fuck off the place?
I'm telling you, man, you were propping him up. He's using you to stay upright. And those eyes can't focus on anything.
I don't see shit right now.
Where the hell is everybody at?
Like, what are you looking at?
Nothing. I don't see the floor. I don't see nothing, man. That's the way my wife carried me out that party. And I was like 41 at that time.
And I love how the next day I was like, yeah, man, Billy came. Are you like, Billy was there?
Oh, that's right. He forgot I was there.
Oh, that's not a joke. I forgot that you were there, man.
Yeah, no, he really did.
If this video didn't exist, I would never know that this happened.
But you know the funny thing about that is? I just kind of smoothed in. I was talking to Martin. Mm-hmm. I was talking to Chris, Tony. And me and Martin were just having a drink. And all of a sudden, it was, Billy Brooks, get your ass up on the stage. And I was like, all right, cool. And the next thing I know, it's like, well, Billy was there? And Martin said, yeah, he didn't know you were there.
No, man. I didn't. Like, look how bad I am. I'm looking for help.
The fuck you doing? You're looking for help?
That's a quiet cry for help. Please. Help me, please.
You look like, yeah, I said some cool fucking.
That's what I said last night. Last night, I thought I was goddamn Kevin Hart. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to the show.
Right there, you think you're Marvin Gaye. I was too.
At that night, I was like, welcome to the Spill Anniversary Party. I'm Corey Coleman. I'm glad you're all here. On stage, I'm
Cut to the reality.
I really tore it up last night, didn't I?
Yeah, that was bad. That's all, baby. Yeah. I had been doing that a little bit too much, blacking out. That was. I remember what I said. I was proud. I used to say, man, I can handle my alcohol. I ain't never blacked out. I remember shit. What's bad when I don't remember hugging on you, man?
No, yeah. Not hugging three, on me.
That was 3 minutes.
You leaning.
Lean on me. Yeah, man.
Where you gone?
Just ducked your head the way to fall into the orchestra pit.
It's like, and he had never talked about Johnny Depp.
Who, me?
Well, the same thing Johnny Depp is doing. A very nice friend.
Oh, no.
No, they both bad.
No, except I just ain't got his money, man. So.
And you weren't on camera yelling at your wife.
What? Oh, I was?
Oh, yeah, I said you weren't on camera yelling at your wife.
Oh, oh, yes, okay.
You were not. Yeah, or were you?
No, I don't know.
I mean, that couple of things.
Shit, you didn't see us last night on the show.
Oh, no.
Oh, but they were in here, man. I got to, this woman got such, she got so much pride, man. I don't know what to.
You were so polite.
Was I? No, I did not do anything too crazy. Okay, you know what? To be continued real quick, let me just tell you what's on the show tonight. Welcome, everybody. Tonight, I was thinking about that Ain't Man. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? That brings up some questions for me, man. What really is a superhero? Martin, you are the expert. You know, you are the original Funny Book Boy.
Okay.
I got some questions about this to bring up to you. We're going to play a little game tonight. Billy, you can play along with us, but I have some questions about what is truly a superhero? Because some of these fools, I think, are cheating out here. But we'll talk about that in a little bit. You know, I'll ask. I'll inquire with you. I'll give you my reasons why, and you tell me if they're justified.
All right.
Also, we got my man got his Gorilla sneakers on over there. I'm going to get – people have been asking for a quick review of the Gorilla's latest album, the Now Now. You know, I'm a huge Gorilla's fan, and this man is a music man over here. So we'll probably just bring you just a very quick review of that album. We got some stars to dust tonight, man. You know, every week got clean them stars.
Of course. We got to fulfill our contract.
Oh, fulfill our contract. Mr. Rogers had my ass looking like a bitch. I was crying. I never cried like I did for a movie this year, like I did for Fred Rogers.
And if you get your feelings hurt when you hear us roasting people, then you might not want to watch that segment.
Oh, yeah, because some people crying, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers got – well, Mr. Rogers just got everybody crying in this country right now. He ain't even here. But we're going to talk about that and also – some emails, some calls, and a few other things, I'm sure.
Sure.
But before we do, whoa.
I'll start I'm sorry.
Oh, you sent it right? You sent it right now?
I didn't send it on my computer.
Oh, hell. Okay. All right, then. Well,
okay. Well, okay.
So much for that.
He threw his hat down like Gomer Pyle.
God damn it.
Gomer Pyle, the other dude that used to be.
Mr. Stardust might give you a call there. You know.
You going to dust his star.
It ain't my fault this time. We got to get better about that, though. That's the second time right there. That thing ain't sent. Yeah. Yeah. I know it's done, but it ain't done because it ain't here. It might as well not exist. But we'll, you know, it's been consistent.
Well, it's always tomorrow.
That is true. At least it's not on a Thursday tomorrow.
Right.
We're not here, so we'll do it tomorrow. We'll do that tomorrow.
You just need a laptop because I got
one. No, you got a laptop. It's just at home.
He needs a ride.
Yeah, he needs a ride. Yeah, he ain't got no car right now, so I understand. He's rushing.
But
so anyway,
does he need his specific laptop?
No, he's good. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He does need his laptop. Well, then, you know, fill in the space somehow. So I don't know what to do. Shit, I'll pull my dick out.
Some people might say we do that every show.
I know.
Can we switch it up a little bit, please?
Yeah, I show my ass every show. We're going to do a little something different tonight. So we'll figure it out.
You show your ass in that video.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Anybody seen my ass?
Yeah. Look at me. Look at me. I'm like, can you get this motherfucker off me, please? Yeah. I'm like, Martin, where the fuck you at?
You do have that look.
Yeah. I mean, I'm like, get your boy.
No, because it's one of those things like you see where I'm just not feeling it no more. So I'm like, oh, yeah, yo.
Yeah, you're like, this was cute 2 seconds ago.
Where's he going to let me go?
Yeah.
He ain't looked at me once.
I'll tell you what.
What
I don't know. I'm nothing. I'm lost as fuck, man. I'm telling you, I don't remember that night. I'm looking. You know what I'm looking at? I'm looking into the void, man.
Yeah, it's like somebody get them motherfucking breadcrumbs and shit.
I'm looking for
place.
Looking for help is what I'm looking for. Well, hey, why don't y'all join us here tonight? You know, we're feeling. Yeah, we need you more than ever right now. Send us some emails. Give us some calls. Do a little something. Help us fill out the time. And that's because we're always thinking about you. I always want to hear from you. Even when we're not doing a show, you can get a hold of us. But right now we are, and we'd love to have you here streaming with us. So please pull out that keyboard and type in for me, kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz @gmail.com. You email us with any kind of questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. And I'd like to be part of the show today as I'm asking you to. And that email, put your phone number in there. Put your Skype contact in there. Put your Google Hangout contact in there. Give me a smoke signal or something. Press in. Ooh-wee. Oh, my God. Up in your home hollering at you. The on host for Weather Do House Calls. On Instagram, Double Toast fan page. On Facebook, type in Double Toasted. Would you like some private time with me? To type in Corey.Coleman.5. I'm too busy hollering at people, Mr. Thomas.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoFro. Or look for Martin Thomas on Facebook. Billy, no one can find you anywhere.
No.
And that's how you like it.
That's how he likes it. Find him at the white girl next door to you. Hey, welcome.
Throw out there is a big.
Yeah. They're a white
he
girl
might show
you.
Up.
You find Billy there. Hey, welcome. Come on into the world from his Double Toe Studios. Now with 2 stank-ass couches. All you got to do is email me, kcoolmans@gmail.com. Let me know if you're visiting Austin. You're going to be visiting Austin, and you're going to move here because it's so nice. The weather was out today. Sun was out. Blue skies. I got to stay in this town. It's so lovely. Oh, but what's not lovely is if you come here, you don't let us know. Don't come see a show. Don't be like that. Email us, kcoolmans@gmail.com. You know how it is. Don't send us some details. We're going to send you back some details. We are going to coordinate with each other. And, oh, boy, I got a lot of space now.
Play that bass.
Visit us in Austin. Send us an email. Let us know. See a show. Send me some details. Let's see back some details. We're going to contact you.
Time.
I know, so the big guy was good. Man, it was good.
But our freestyle.
That bass was good. I just got lost in it, man.
Don't you know?
Yeah.
Better go.
Oh.
Y'all just
talking too slow.
Yeah. Nah, man.
It's jazz trumpet.
Last night, I mean, I don't know if I was wrong or not. Now, I will ask. And this is not me blaming my wife. I will ask.
Y'all are both prideful.
We are. We were at a standoff with each
sometimes.
Other, man. Hell yeah. We just like, you know, just looking at each other.
See, y'all seem prideful. Is that cope or something? Like,
No. We are stubborn.
Stubborn.
That's what I'm saying. Don't say prideful.
But no, but it's pride. They'll be stubborn and act childish just because, like, well, I had to protect my pride.
Yeah, it's like, two jackasses married to each other, man.
Yeah, it's that Dr. Seuss story with the North going and South going Zacks, and civilization just builds around because neither one of them move.
Her and I argue with each other. Yeah. No, me and my wife sit up there arguing with each other, like trying to like stand off with each other, and we hear words coming out of our mouths. Everybody else just hearing, you know,
well,
like,
why don't you do this? Well, why don't you do this? Well, why don't you do this? I'm like, God damn it.
Well, last night I thought I'd ask because Bradley brought in some beer. And she said, can I have a beer? And I said, yeah, wait till after the show. And, you know, or near the end of the show.
Sure.
I'll leave and let you have one on camera probably. But I saw how the beer was like, it was a wide mouth beer. Uh-huh. And it sloshes around real easy. So
sure.
At the end of the show, I thought, now in my mind, I thought I said, could you please take
Sweetheart,
the beer
outside? Would you please take
the beer outside? Now, in reality, it might have been like, bitch, take that shit outside.
I'm going to go with that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't know if that was it, but I did ask. I did ask. I said, listen.
Why you bring it? What the fuck are you thinking?
It is mine. Darling, would you mind taking the beer outside the premises?
Yes.
That would be great.
Enjoy your beverage in the green room.
Please, in the green room.
Yes.
Oh, the love of my life.
You do not mean to stain these fine floors with your liquid.
Right, yeah, that's what happened, yeah.
honey, darling,
could I'll you kill please? You, bitch. Take the beer outside. Goddammit.
You know how much I paid for the studio?
Yeah. And that beer? You want to get the wide mouth? Oh, you coming back?
You even had that one for me.
You coming back? Huh? You
Bradley's
coming back.
My friend.
All right. You know, but okay.
My ass is turkey tonight.
Now let me see how. Let me see if I remember this. Right, I did. I said, "Babe, can you take it outside because I don't want it to spill all over the floor." And even when I said that, now I remember saying that and her looking at me and saying, "Guy!" I was like, "What the fuck?" I was like, "I'm asking you for a reason." And sure enough, you took the beer out to the other room and it dripped all over the place a little bit. Now, in reality, what was this like?
Okay, so when she
went, come here.
you don't know what to say, do you?
No.
Or the truth.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, Miles is saying, did I ask nicely?
Choose your words carefully.
So I did ask nicely.
You did ask nicely.
Focus.
Which time? Shit.
The first time.
Okay. So, yeah, she wanted to open the beer. I know this. So I took the beer from her hand, opened it there because I knew it was going to slush everywhere. It did. Even, it got in my clothes. Mm-hmm. So I told her, that's when you tell him, hey, drink it there. Yeah, you did say please. It's the tone, the commanding tone. Because when you're here.
Was it a commanding tone? Miles says no. Commanding. There's two people out there who says no.
No, I think it's commanding because when you're working, you're in the groove mode. And Mia hasn't done this long enough to distinguish when you're working and you mean something like that. And you can tell yesterday that was one of the things that I told him. It's like, you know, he was, yeah, I know. Like, because. It was awkward. I'm not gonna lie. It was awkward
because two people are fighting. But
yeah, it was straight up mom. It's just like
okay,
dad just
mom. Come here.
Fuck that. Tell the rest of the story.
Yeah, okay.
And so after that, just like I'm no kid. I can drink it here. I'm not gonna spill it. I'm like, oh, shit.
It's not. No, I was no kid. She's like telling me where to go. No, like I'm fucking 5 years old. I was like. I'm not treating you like a kid. I'm asking you for a reason.
No, but that's when you actually went and you were like, oh, shit, wait, what? And that's when
wait, do the lines one more time. For old time's sake.
It sounded super familiar, but go ahead.
Right?
But it literally was like that because that when she raised her voice, I thought you were going to be like, hey, listen, I'm doing it for a purpose. You then raised your tone. And then she raised her tone. Then you raise your tone, then they're screaming, and there was dead quiet in the studio, and nobody said anything.
Okay.
Because I was talking to you about Jurassic Park World and Sicario.
They weren't screaming, they were like, fucking put the beer over here!
No, but it was straight up arguing. Like, we stopped talking, and we literally look at each other, should we go?
Yes, I turned them against each other. Spread the hate.
This is why eyewitness testimony is no good.
I know.
Both of them saying two different things.
Miles, give your version of this, man. What was happening here?
Okay, yes, listen. Employee, come up here and tell the boss what he did.
Exactly. Is that right?
Listen, just quickly, you have lots of just equipment right here. Even if she was sipping on it, I would have been scared that I could have potentially knocked it off. So you properly said... Listen, baby, maybe after the show or later while we finish because, yeah, it's a big open can and that thing looks like it was just going to spill
and
everywhere.
And I did say,
and it's
I'm nervous around the equipment. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's nothing on her. You know, it could honestly be a simple bump because, you know, you have these rotating chairs and whoops. And now here, you know, God forbid it goes on the laptop or on the floor and now, you know, you got to deal with it. And you're being polite about it.
I thought I was being polite.
And she raised her voice because, yeah, I see from her point of view where she's like, why do you think I'm a kid? No one thinks you're a kid. It's just that this is more prone to, like, cause an incident because it has such a big open container.
That pride kicked in.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to say this, though. You guys both have just bright careers as diplomats. Because I know this is some motherfucking king bullshit what you're saying to me right now. Because I know this Negro. That's all to it.
See,
not
that's
like
why
I've never seen him argue.
Here's something I would like to interject in here that no one else has considered.
If you may.
Okay.
Mr. Thomas, please.
All right.
Commence.
Okay, you guys know what you saw when you came in here, and some of it was picked up on camera, right? But for you, it started right then. husband and wife, they have arguments and micro arguments all the time, and things are said. So he
resolved.
Could know how to speak very politely and soft in front of you, but say trigger words for other arguments.
Mm-hmm. And, this mama's going to make me guilty no matter what.
Because it could have been some time, because for her to have a hair trigger like that, you must have done something to her in the past that made her feel like you were treating her like a little kid.
It was tuna right there.
Somebody
flipped. Oh, she was. The witness flipped.
Yeah, mama, he dropped the dime on me, man. Goddamn snitch over here. Oh. They got him.
Okay, Sammy Gravano.
No, she was mad. She was mad because before I left the house, I dropped some tuna fish on the floor, and we were running late. And I said, "We got to go now." And she's like, "We got to leave this on the floor. The dogs eat onions and they'll die." I was like, "They'll be all right. Leave. Let's get out the fucking house." And she's like, "It's not the end of the world." I was like,
"Over some goddamn tuna fish?
Over tuna fish, man?
Dogs can eat tuna." It's
but
fine.
Also, but that's also, what I thought. But also,
I'm sorry, I got to go with her too, though. You don't want to leave tuna fish on the floor all day long,
man. No, you don't. But you got dogs, you know, going to eat it. And
yeah,
and the chat is talking about.
You're already late.
Look at this. The chat talking about tuna. I told you, Melissa.
It was a tuna, man.
It was no. We came in with some baggage, man.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot.
Yeah, and I talked some shit about it.
Yeah,
see. So it's already in the back of her head.
And I had been fucking with her anyway. I'm not gonna.
The prosecution were at rest.
I said no, because what I said was Carlos gave us that coffee maker, and I said, "Carlos, thank you for the coffee maker. My wife wanted to take it back for a blender." I was joking though. She's like, "Oh, shut the fuck up!" And I know when she says that.
You want to tell the full story?
You know you're on camera now, right, man?
No, full story of the coffee maker.
Yeah, tell the full story of the coffee maker.
Man, you're making up shit now.
Cause he's not making it up.
He came in today and said, because she accidentally broke the coffee maker. He gonna make me a domestic abuser because she accidentally broke the coffee maker. And she didn't mean to do it. She like tried to wash it and hit the side of the sink and it broke. And she called Carlos. And so when she called Carlos, I don't know what Carlos is thinking. Carlos is making up. Carlos, because he gave us the coffee maker.
Oh.
So she broke the glass of the coffee maker. And so he calls her up and she's like, "Carlos, I just need to talk to you real quick. I'm so sorry. I need to let you know something." This fool assumed that we went home last night and I beat her.
with the coffee pot.
Yeah. The coffee pot is broken and I need to take it back. The coffee pot is broken. Why, me? Is there something you want to tell me? And then when I came in today, he's just going to make it try to be true. He's like, "Why did you hit her with the coffee pot?" I'm like, "What fucking coffee pot?" "Yes, you did. You did it. I know it." I'm like, "What the fuck are you talking about, man?"
And let me ask you this. You use this man as your first witness? His first thought is he beat her with the coffee pot? "Yo, Carlos, come here and tell what happened, man."
Yeah. He thought my wife was calling to confide in him to say, "Corey hits me.
Well,
yeah, I need somebody
tone,
to talk. Can I stay with you?"
"Tell her I was nice, Carlos. Tell her I was nice, Jackie. I just bought the coffee pot.
Why do people think I'm an abuser? People thought that I told Gertz to leave, and they thought I got Gertz in the corner and said, "Now you tell everybody you left."
I know.
Because you want to pursue a career. Everybody thought I was physically abusing the intern. Yeah. Physically abusing.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Based on what?
We talked about last week.
Nothing. Based on nothing. Based on me yelling at one person in the room. And they said, "Oh, Corey, why does he yell at people like that? Oh, you don't even know the half. He beats people."
Or throws chairs across the room.
Yeah.
Well,
no, that's not even true. That was a legend going on that I threw a chair across the room like goddamn whiplash.
You never refuted that.
No, what happened was Cargill spread that shit. Cargill was telling people, "Oh, he lost his fucking mind and threw a chair across the room."
That's
the perfect voice. He's crazy. Read the chat. I'm gonna tell the truth. You goddamn right. You goddamn right. Tell the truth. What happened was, this is back in the Access days. I got up and everybody was talking. You know me. I don't like when things get out of order. And everybody was talking to me like, "Everybody, all right, bring it in. Everybody just kept going. I finally just got up and just like, "Be quiet, man." Jesus. I shook a chair.
You did more than shake it.
Okay, what? See, there's a difference between shaking and throwing.
See, you were on the right track to tell him the truth.
Martin, I didn't throw this shit at Miles Teller.
No, you didn't do that.
Look, man, this is a good human, man. Just come on.
But you did toss the chair. Now, it wasn't across the room, but you didn't just shake the chair. Because shaking the chair requires, I'm mad, but that's all right.
Okay, if it was that,
What'd he do?
It was like that.
You drew it.
That was more accurate.
Okay.
It was more of a toss and a push.
But that's
because it went a ways, but it didn't cross a room.
But according to Car Guys, everybody else, I was fucking Donkey Kong throwing that shit.
And he's Mario going.
Yeah. And I hit a little Italian, man.
I don't know.
See, the chat is showing it. No, they showing it. Like, I did that shit. And I just went with it for a while because I knew if I said something, everybody going to be like, oh, you lying. You're not telling the truth.
And then you saw Whiplash. You go like, yeah, that's me right there.
Well, it looked cool at that time. But shit, J.K. Simmons got that shit from me. I'll have sued him, man. Stealing my material.
Beating the shit out of Miles. Yeah.
That was you yesterday.
And Corey was like, no, it wasn't anything like that, man. Nothing like it. So truth be told, we argued before we left the house.
Right.
And then we came here, and I was polite, but she was probably already upset.
Yeah.
Because
over some tuna fish.
Over some tuna fish. Yeah, some tuna fish.
No, it was a big thing. Like,
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
The whole tuna incident is probably linked to something from before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's circle of life.
Mm-hmm. No.
I mean, these things connect.
But what gets me is that we all knew it was a power move from her to show, like, hey, I'm in command. And we all knew that. Like, you could have just let it go and stop it right there. But you decided to escalate it.
No, it wasn't about that. I wanted her to, like, take it out the room. You know, it wasn't about me trying to have a power move on her. It was just like, I'm asking you for a reason to do that. And she just looked at me and said, no.
Yeah,
that's when I dropped it. All right.
That was the power move. But you brought it up again in the Twitch stream. That's the whole thing.
I'm going to get to that last goddamn word.
Carlos, but you be Cirque du Soleil where you flip-flopping around.
He's ready to put my ass out there.
But then you and it hurt. Yeah.
And that's what got me, man. That's what got me talking about I beat my wife. I never beat my wife unless I'm wearing a shirt from BTMatch.com.
The wife beater.
Yeah, hey, get your tank tops right here, man. The DC logo on it. Get the t-shirt with the white logo and the black tee. We got polo shirts right here. When you flip-flopping like Carlos.
It's black, don't show blood.
Yeah, that is good, man. Yeah, when your wife wants to call Carlos, make sure she has a phone cover. And give the gift of choice. Pull the ultimate power move right there. And also, people, we have an artist of the month coming up very soon, very soon. I know I was talking to one person, and they're going to try to have something for August. So we're getting our artist of the month back up, and we'll hopefully get that for you next month. And hopefully you'll subscribe to us, too. Look, you're having a good time. You're having a fun time right now. I'm
enjoying myself.
Yeah, well, why don't you join us, too? Look at all of us here having such good laughs and all jovial and shit.
You said like you just learned that word.
I did.
All jovial and shit. Jovial jingles, only $5.
Oh, learn more words by becoming a subscriber. You know, you can try the service out 7 days for free. If you don't like it, look, you can stop at any time. No, we hold no hard feelings, no grudges here. In fact, we'll give you something for leaving. Take the audio. It's free all the time, everywhere. iTunes, SoundCloud, never pay for it. It's there for you to scoop up as much audio as you want for free. But you know something? I'm very confident that you're going to be listening and be like, it's not the same. And you're going to come back over here and join us on this wonderful site and keep these. And here's the thing about it. When you do subscribe, if nothing else, you sit back and say, man, I have the good feeling of knowing that I'm keeping them going, bringing joy to the world. So when you decide to subscribe, many ways to do it, but you can use your Amazon account, put it in our Amazon Pay button, username, password, put it in, press enter. Ooh, what is that on the pecs over there? Is that all that toasted goodness? Oh. Yeah, look at that. Oh, yeah. My God. How's that feeling? Oh, yeah.
Just like I pictured it.
Nipples
and everything. Two tuna fish and everything. Just wipe the shit up next time, man. God damn.
Yeah, did y'all ever clean it up?
At home. The dog. No, it's always going to be a mess. I'm always going to have tuna fish on the brain. No, the dog
That's
cleaned
be
it up.
Thing. 30 years from now, they're going to be like, you know, that old black people always get mad about old shit. Like
that time you spilled the tuna.
Yeah.
Boy, y'all are cracking me up with these chair videos, man. There's a dude walking down the street just hitting a dude with a chair. Look at this. Hey.
That's you and Cargill right there. That's you telling Gersh to leave.
Yeah. Get the fuck out of here. You tell her what I tell you to tell her.
Yeah. Have a good life, motherfucker. Pursue your dreams.
Yeah. Hey, bitch, you left something.
Oh, you want me to clean tuna fish up, huh?
Oh. Well, thank you there, Carlos.
Hey, can I sit for a comic book talk? I don't know. I like comic books. I read them.
Didn't that sound scripted, everybody?
Yeah. I know. I like comic books. I mean, I read them.
Yeah. It's that action that makes it sell, though.
Don't you like comic books as well? Please?
I mean, look, anybody else who said that sounds so stupid, but you made it sound, you made it sound sexy.
It was cute.
Yeah, it was cute. I like the comic books. I read them.
Yes. I don't understand what your confusion is. Comics are the books and books are the comics.
And all of them I read.
Right.
Exactly.
Isn't that right, Funny Big Boy?
Senior Funny Book. Hombre Funny Book.
Senior Funny Book. Bad?
Oh, Senor Funny Book. Is that not correct? Well, you know what, sure. You can stay for the Funny Book talk.
Comic book loving it, Antonio Banderas and shit.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
You know, sexy about comic books.
Funny Book Banderas. Okay.
Yeah. Marvel.
All right. You know what? We'll let you sit up here and be in the Funny Book talk. Yes, sir. I was giving you a hard time. You didn't have to go out your way for that. Oh, he did? Okay. So I appreciate it.
Well, look at that.
I appreciate it.
And we waste all that time for nothing.
I know. Oh, funny thing is, we're not going to do it now. No, of course. Thank you, Sammy. I really appreciate you going out for that. All right. Let's go ahead and get in with the talk right here. Now, here's the thing, man. Let me just start by saying this. I was just online and thinking about Marvel, you know, being the Marvel bitch that I am, you know, I pulled up the
cashing that check.
I pulled up the Infinity War poster and started jacking off to it. You know,
who doesn't,
man? And I was looking at this and thinking about how, wow, they really did do something incredible. They're talking about all these superheroes in one movie, and the thing about Infinity War, they said, you know what, we put all the heroes in here, and those that you didn't see, you're going to just wait till part two. We're going to shove more of them in there. We're going to cover everybody. Everybody going to get some shine up in here. And it's true. We have never seen anything like this before. It is an amazing accomplishment. Mm-hmm. Now, jump a few months later, I'm watching Ant-Man and the Wasp. Saw that last week. And I thought, you know what, wait a minute, man. You know, are they going to have all these heroes in the next Infinity War? For the most part, yes. And, you know, and even heroes is debatable because, you know, you got to admit, they tear up a lot of shit. You know, that's a villain to the people in the elevator. Goddamn help!
Hero my ass.
Yeah, heroes. Look at this. Look at the tearing shit up, man. What they been doing for you?
That brother hitting that button.
Shit,
close down. Close door.
Yeah, lobby. Shit. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Who hit the alarm?
Yeah. No, man. They, you know, heroes, that's debatable for the most part. But, you know, they do save the day a lot. So we'll go ahead and say yes. Generally, heroes. Now, when we get to superheroes, well, that's very debatable right there. And I was thinking about that when I saw Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Okay.
Because Ant-Man, if you ask me, kind of cheating in a way.
How so?
Well, okay. Okay, well, I think you might know this, and even you, Senor Funny Book. But, you know, the thing is that...
Senor Funny Book.
But, now, first of all, I will say, Paul Rudd, people could say, the guy in real life, his superpower could just be his charm, his charisma, his humor, his smile, that goofy-ass smile right there. But, as a superhero... I don't know about that. And I wrote down some reasons. And now this is the thing that we're going to do here. I after looking at Ant-Man the Wasp, I start thinking about some of these other so-called super heroes that they have. And I said, nah, man, some of these people...
is your real name.
If that is, if you really are super, I think they just kind of getting by with a cheat. Okay. No disrespect. I mean, they come in, they help. They save the day, too. You probably know what I'm talking about right here.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Let's start with Ant-Man right here, and I'll tell you why. Let's just go ahead and jump right into an Ant-Man. Ant-Man, when we first saw Ant-Man was a thief and a dude that was working at Baskin-Robbins.
Right.
Getting his ass whipped in prison.
You know, the dude, even when he's getting a chance, still fucking up.
Left and right,
like,
too.
He cannot get his shit together. You know, I look at what Ant-Man, in this case, Scott Lang, played by Paul Rudd. When you think about it, you know, the guy can't stop breaking the law, working low-wage jobs. Spider-Man does the same thing, but Spider-Man actually has superpowers. Scott Lang ain't got shit. You know, Scott Lang, his powers come from a stolen suit that he took from Michael Douglas, man. And Michael Douglas just let him keep it. You know, outside of that suit, you know, he's got nothing. He's got petty thief skills, if you look at it that way. The suit does all the work, man. You and I could put that suit on, Martin. We could shrink. We could grow. We could talk to ants. The suit does the work for you in this.
Can you make ants play the drums? but didn't Scott Lang have like some computer skills too?
No.
I thought he had some sort of like
a, man. This
not
man
in the movies.
What did he go to the prison for though? What did
he
go to prison?
He went to for stealing.
But it was some kind of computer crime.
Right, it was some kind of computer crime.
This man can't even look. This
he wasn't like you know sticking some.
This man can't even scoop ice cream, right, man?
Well, that's a special skill.
Can you hit me?
You would go in there and just scoop the ice cream and not know you got to dip it in water first.
Yeah, you right about that?
I didn't know that.
I worked in an ice cream shop.
Oh.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at you, our own personal superhero. And you know what? Even when you look at it, like with the suit, he didn't even get all the cool shit with it.
Hold on, you gave her wings and blasters. So I take it you didn't have that tech available for me.
No, I did.
No, you'd fuck it up. he can't even do the job right.
I'm so pissed at you breaking in my goddamn house, motherfucker.
What I love about that is he didn't have to tell him.
He
wanted him to know.
Yeah, he wanted to know. I don't trust you. I don't have confidence in you. Scott, you are a fuck up.
You stole this motherfucker. You're lucky I hadn't brought it. You only stole it because I let you steal it. Right, you still on parole, man.
Yeah, and even his partner does the job better than he does, the Wasp. So, you know, my question to you, Martin, so Ant-Man, is much respect to him, but is this a cheat?
No.
Okay, it's not?
No, nothing you've outlined has made it a cheat.
Okay, now how so?
Tony Stark has no powers without his suit.
I can debate that, though.
But his money?
No, he has his superpowers, almost his genius.
All right, what about Batman?
Batman's a genius.
Robin.
Robin has Batman's money. Man, look,
brother.
Look. We ain't going to DC. We keeping it in the Marvel Cinematic Universe right here. We keeping it in here. You know what they do with DC is what they do. We keeping it here, man.
Okay.
So no, I thought about that. Tony Stark has genius level IQ to a point where that's his superpower.
Okay.
You know, and he can always rebuild a new suit at the last minute almost. Scott Lang is just a dude, man. I respect what he does. He helped out the team. He does things when he has that suit on. And he makes the team laugh every now and then and everything, you know. But without it, He's just a guy that anybody could do his job with that suit, probably.
I disagree, because his knowledge of being a thief allows him – he has knowledge of how to get in and out of places.
That's right. Mm-hmm. They do establish that
too. Yeah. If you had that suit, you'd be running around trying to escape the ants.
Yep.
No. No, Martin, they'd be my friends.
You'd be like, ah! Oh, Jesus!
That was also his charm, though. He charmed the ants. Yeah. I mean, I know it sounds crazy.
That's what I would do. I can, you
know. No, you'd be throwing chairs up. No, or drop a tuna fish.
I'll take care of Thanos. Hand me a chair.
Crazy nigga?
Oh, yeah. No, give me a chair. I'll save the universe, man.
But they do establish, like there's certain things he does in the first Ant-Man. I haven't seen the second one. Like, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, like, him getting in and out of things and, like, even the way he beats Falcon.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He uses kind of his right. he stealthy Falcon. Skills. By doing that kind of stuff.
Okay. No, he's got skills.
I'm not saying he's the best. I'm not saying he's
the best. But it takes some skill to work that
suit. A hero, yes. But a superhero? See, to me, superhero means that you have certain abilities,
nope.
Some mutant power, supernatural.
Nope.
You don't have to have that to be a superhero.
No. You don't have to be born with them. You don't have to have innate powers. You can have a suit. If you got a super suit and any kind of skill and good intentions, boom, superhero.
You say good intentions, though?
Yeah, you cannot define a hero doesn't.
You could be a bad superhero, but you could still be a superhero.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay.
But also, like, you see, like, Elizabeth Olsen's character. What's her name?
Scarlet Witch.
Like, she's got powers,
mm-hmm. right?
And she's always crying.
I mean, but she's got the powers. She's got superpowers.
Yeah, but I mean, Tony Stark's tougher than her.
I think.
Am I right?
No.
See, I don't.
I love her, but she was last time.
Well, you see, here's the thing, man. I still see it. You know, with Ant-Man, probably and that's the least that, and that was probably the least of all these people. Because I'm gonna go into some of these others right here, and I just don't. I don't see it, man. Like the Falcon, Sam Wilson. Look, and even then, I look at this brother here, and I even make the comparison even more. Because in the comics, he actually has powers. Now, that's kind of stupid. He hangs out with birds. You know, and they
like Superfly, but
I know, man.
Went to the zoo.
They gave this. Everybody got these cool ass outfits, and they gave him this gay wrestling suit right here, and made him hang out with a bird. You know,
man, that's all. They did us like that all the time. Back then, too.
I'm surprised they didn't call him Black Falcon.
I mean, when he first started, it was a variation of that was green and orange.
Ooh, shit, that's a move up. Yeah. But here's the thing, you can go up to his Wikipedia page, and they even tell you like. They stretch it. He's an excellent bird trainer.
Well, he has a telepathic link with birds.
Oh, that's what. They say he has the ability to see through other birds. So that man has superpowers. Now, when you get to Sam Wilson in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, he's a guy that got some skills, but he just got lucky that he was jogging on the same course on the same day as Captain America.
Don't say it.
Don't you say
left. Come on!
Fuck you, come here. You know, and he didn't have, you mean, he can't even keep up with Captain America, you know? Captain America's rubbing it in his face, and then Captain America comes to him. The only reason why Sam Wilson has any powers at all is because Captain America, Steve Rogers, needed some help and said, you know what? If you, I'll help you break out them big mechanical chicken wings, and you can work them as long as you help me.
Let them get our hands on one of these things. The last one is at Fort Meade, behind three guarded gates and a 12-inch steel wall.
That's it?
Shouldn't be a problem.
You're like, what the fuck? Yeah, it's a problem, man. Like, I don't have superpowers, man.
You know, give this Negro some wings.
Yeah, yeah. I can't even catch up with you.
The armed guards and the wall, well, just go get them. Damn.
They said give him some wings. I took him to Hooters.
No, real wings.
I'll give you an hour. You give me 3 weeks. I know. Break it in there.
You know what would have been funny? It would have been funny if Captain America got those wings like, all right, Negro, see ya. Hey, man. Get down. Oh, shit. Fuck. Man.
Don't say it.
You know, the Falcon to me, badass dude, man. The guy, look, he's got skills maneuvering. You know, he's got skills with.
Yeah, only two guys in the world could work those.
Yeah,
he's got fighting. And one of them died.
He's got fighting skills. You know, that guy, he, look, He's a sharpshooter. He knows how to work those guns when he has to, man. But still, you know, I believe that you could train anybody to go out there and use this if you put the proper money into it and they show the physical ability, but human ability, not super-powered ability.
But here's the thing. Even the Marvel movies, they don't call them superheroes. They call themselves enhanced individuals, because even Steve Rogers wasn't born like that. He was made. He was enhanced by the serum, the same way that Tony Stark is enhanced by a suit. So I ask you this. If you compare them both at that point, what's the difference?
Well,
one is mechanical. Another one is biology.
Well,
one
is in their genes, man. One is within them. This guy's assisted by, mechanics here. It's not, you know, he is not. He's aided by weaponry. It's not within him. I feel like, and like you said, Martin, you know, looking at this, it was another guy who could also do the same thing, because they were in a special program there. They trained them. I figured they could train all these other people to do this. That's another area. I don't see it. They're heroes, but they ain't superheroes. They cheating by hanging around with other superheroes, so the label passes down to them.
Well, who do you consider superheroes in this?
Well, anybody, like I said, anybody who has super powered ability, superhuman strength, super IQ, things of that nature. You know, and people ain't going to like it, because I tell you another one here, and this one might even get you. Rhodey Rhodes, man. Yeah. Rhodey Rhodes, played by Don Cheadle right here. Now, here's the thing with Rhodey Rhodes. Much respect to the guy, because I know, first of all, he's a military man. I respect the troops. So
you ain't seem to respect Falcon too much.
I respect him. I just said you ain't got skills. But this
he
guy
has skills.
He's
has
got
skills.
No superhuman skills.
He just sharpshooter.
But this guy right here, I'm sure he has great military experience. Probably got some good combat skills in there. But as far as super abilities, besides the ability to turn from a light-skinned Negro to a dark one,
that could save you in certain situations.
Now, that is a superhuman ability, but they don't like certain situations. But nobody ever mentions it. Nobody ever said, God damn, Rhodey, you got dark.
In the other shot you showed, he definitely had the hair super processed.
Oh, hell yeah. Besides the ability to straighten his hair. But you know something? Again, now this takes me back to what you were saying earlier. The difference between him and somebody like Tony Stark. Tony Stark is the one that built this technology.
Sure.
Tony Stark is the one that is actually giving him the suit. You know, within that suit, he can do some damage. He's he's definitely a good sidekick. But super-powered? Nah, you know, a superhero? No. A hero, yes. A guy that can turn it out? Yes. And even then, at a certain point, he does what any like a person like you and me will do. You know, we spend enough time in that suit, we're going to fuck up. You know, we're going to crash that shit. And unlike, you know, people like Tony Stark, who really knows how to operate.
Wait, he didn't crash because it was his fault. We all know Vision fucked up there. It was his fault. So don't bring this up that he was fucking up, mate.
Oh, you know what? Tony Stark would have handled that shit.
What the fuck would he have done?
How's his intellect going to stop gravity?
Yeah, right. Thank you.
Oh,
and also, Tony Stark, let's be honest, he keeps the best technology for himself.
Every single time.
He's a dick. Wait, I didn't know you had that shit. Can you make two?
You know what?
I could, but you know.
Yeah, that's an ability there. He's a super asshole.
Here's the thing. Spider-Man gets parachute. He didn't get parachute. Like, in the costume, Spider-Man got a parachute. Well,
Spider-Man
when he
got super-powered abilities, though. He's got super strength.
Yeah, and a parachute wasn't going to slow down that heavy.
No, a parachute wasn't going to slow that down right there. This Negro was gone. Even Tony Stark, like, shit, I don't know if I can catch it. He even gave up. Looking like, fuck it.
That was Terrence Howard between the four.
Because every time I see that, the whole thing was Vision was trying to shoot Falcon. Falcon moves and he hits
War Machine. Yeah, he should have did. Yeah.
And he goes down. And if I was Falcon, I'd turn around to Vision and go like, the fuck, man?
You should come get me.
You would have killed me.
Yeah. Come get me.
I'm not covered in armor.
You're supposed to be the best of all of us.
Motherfucker, you can walk through walls. Can you come get me, please? It's getting close.
And you know something? Here's another thing. If Falcon was so superpowered, he wouldn't take this shit.
Sorry.
Fuck you.
he shouldn't even have apologized.
No, he shouldn't have kept on flying.
Yeah.
He should have kept on going. You know,
but he did the right thing. He said, sorry, dude.
Nah,
like,
brother, when you see your friend die, you're like, oops.
Well, next
that
time,
was not my fault.
Oh, you yell sorry from far away. Sorry.
Sorry, I said sorry.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Yeah, hey, man, drop an egg on him or something. Now, here's the, and I'm going to let you comment on these, Mark. Here's my last one, Ray, and people ain't going to like this one. This is the one that a lot of people have actually said. Yeah, you know, I don't know if you really, really qualify as a superhero. And the person I'm talking about, you're going to like it, Carlos. T'Challa, Black Panther. I mean no disrespect to His Highness. I do not. Mm-hmm. And look, and I love this movie as much as anybody else saw it five times. Y'all know me. I've talked about how much I love this movie. But let's be honest.
Apparently not enough.
No, man. I got to be honest. Look. Carlos,
take his black card.
Yeah, Carlos, I take no pride in this, man. I've held these questions for a long time until the time was right. Now it's good.
Every hero you talking shit about is black, by the way. Yeah. Ain't no superhero. Yeah. Black nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, let's cut to the chase. You're saying there can't be no black superhero.
I like my old school superhero, so white.
Yeah, I didn't want to say nothing. That's Marvel. Hey, look, that's Marvel doing us wrong, man. they ain't giving us no powers, but you know, but T'Challa, let's admit it, man. This brother, he's just a notch above Batman. You know, listen to me.
No. Yeah, okay, I'm gonna destroy you on this.
I want you to.
Okay.
No, I want y'all to. I want you to. No, hold on. Let me just tell you, because the man. Look, yes, he's a disciplined fighter. He's got the latest Wakandan technology. You know, he got that new Wakandan iPhone out there.
He ain't a superhero.
You know, but see, that ain't him. Because look,
wait for it. We get him.
Here's the thing. he has all the vibranium, you know, but really, when you take the suit away, actually, fuck, I just fucked myself.
Yeah, yes, you know why?
Because Martin, hold on a second.
I know.
Thank you.
Because he's, you know what? He's
Wakanda
a
Wakanda forever.
God damn.
Yeah.
God damn it. God damn it. Because he's a super genius.
Yes.
He's the black Tony Stark.
Thank you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And when he gets his flower.
Thank you, the flower.
Didn't get to the heart-shaped herb. But, right. but here's the thing, though.
Yes, sir.
Here's why you could be right.
Wait, what?
He's not a superhero. He's a king.
Oh. And you know something?
And so far in these movies, he wasn't about being a superhero. He was about protecting his kingdom. In his first appearance in Civil War, he was about revenge.
Yeah, and there you go.
But he learned and overcame. And then bring me up Black Panther.
Still a superhero.
And I got to protect the world.
I know.
Don't give him that. He's wrong.
And even though I did not think of that, I will endorse that. He was a king and not a superhero.
He fought with the superheroes against Thanos. He's a superhero.
And here's the other thing. But you know what? Okay, he's got genius intellect. But as far as that physical ability goes, like being super strength powered, he's got to smoke that herb before he gets that, man.
No, only and once.
No.
Well, so
no,
so Captain America?
Exactly, because of the serum.
Now, if you and I could walk into Wakanda, if they so chose us to be we could probably get Forrest Whitaker to like mix us a cocktail with these leaves.
And you ain't gonna beat Killmonger or M'Baku no matter how much
if
herb
I got
you smoke.
Soup. If I man,
brother, you're but stretching you know this what? Way too far.
I'm gonna be high as fuck. Corey,
did I win? we'll pick you up from the bottom of the waterfall and let you know.
Right, you throw off that waterfall. We went to a car. Like, we hang out in a bar and shit in the car like in the 70s. What's up, baby?
And
I almost got him though, right, guys?
And notice, here's
an old man talking shit. That one time I fought T'Challa. Bullshit.
And you know something? Here's the funny thing.
I'm in his wheelchair.
Here's the funny thing. I hate talking about it because I know if I was on that herb, I wouldn't do shit because we look too much alike. I'm gonna sit in this chair. I'm gonna sit in this vibranium chair and space the fuck out right
now. You know, if Corey were Wakanda, they call him the mayor of Wakanda, like Ozzie Davis, the mayor, and
do the right thing.
I just think that if Forrest Whitaker could mix that shit up for us and we drink it, we could probably be cool too. Not me, but maybe you could, Mark. You're more responsible than I am. And you know something?
I like,
think,
and Okoye, I challenge you for the throne of Wakanda.
Martin coming up.
Nigga, take your hat off.
Man, I ain't dealing with that.
Yeah, Martin
shit.
Coming up with his hat on. It's his challenge day.
Start and you know something?
I ain't fighting you. I'm going to smoke this herb.
Martin showed me, like, what you want me to do with this? Corey. But you know something? When they were about to give him the – because they were about to – like, when T'Challa was out, mm-hmm. they were about to give the flower, the herb, to Suri. And when she didn't want to take it, they were going to give it to M'Baku. Because mm-hmm. yeah. I've heard – you know, so – you know, really, okay, I'll meet you halfway on that. No. Yes, he's got genius level IQ to where he could be Tony Stark superhero.
Yeah.
But physical, put him on a Falcon level, man. A Batman Falcon level. I would even say Suri is probably more of a superhero than he is.
What's her name?
Suri.
Hey, Siri, look up Black Panther for me.
All right, let me walk you through it.
You're going to put it on Alexa.
Siri is what's on your phone.
Yes.
Suri is Tom Cruise's daughter.
Alexa is on Amazon.
And Suri is the name of from Black Panther.
And Martin, I'm Suri that she's the biggest superhero. Without her, he would have half this cool stuff that he's got, man. You know, I think that she could be probably better Black Panther than he is.
Oh, I think she made it better, but he had it on his own.
Yeah. Okay. All right, then.
I mean, think about it. His father had that technology.
Yep.
Right. So that was before she was even born.
Yep. That is true. Oh, you know, that's why I have you here, man. You
know? Well, nigga, you saw the movie, right?
I don't think he saw it.
Yeah, didn't you see it like six times?
After five.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So you saw it that six times.
I get it. Yeah.
He stayed awake.
Yeah. I'd be awake for it.
Apparently.
Instead, I'm sitting in the theater looking like this.
He's like, huh? Wake up, motherfucker.
Wakanda forever.
And shit.
Well, I see what you're saying. Because I have this whole thing of like, because I think that's where you and I split up. It's like to be a superhero, you actually have to be superpowered. You're saying you have to have
some power or skill or weaponry beyond what a normal person does.
So it could be weaponry and equipment.
And you are using it for the betterment of mankind.
Of course.
Or to save and protect people.
Yeah, because why are you going to bring up Black Panther and not call Captain America? He wasn't born with the power. He got the serum, the same with the flower. Actually, right. Part of the serum of Captain America is derived from that flower in the comic books. So I don't know, dude. They're the same, if not like...
But could they give the super soldier serum to other people?
No, they've tried.
Because
they tried.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, they got the Red Skull.
The experiments have gone wrong.
And so anybody else tries to take it, they probably will die, be horribly disfigured. But
there
Steve
was,
Rogers
was
the
was
one
that
did it.
Guy, he was black. It was like these those Tuskegee.
Oh yeah, I remember
and
that
he'll
story.
Say he's not a superhero. He'll say
okay, but look, but Black Panther still has the skill and the mm-hmm. after the herb, he still has the skill and the strength without the suit. I mean, the suit enhances it.
Exactly, it protects him. But the same
because when they fight out there on the waterfall, he can't beat him without the, you know, the.
Sure.
Yeah, because the same way that the shield protects Captain America against some bullet, because Captain America is not bulletproof, the same way it protects Black Panther the suit.
Okay.
You know, it's the same,
all right? Well, no, as I said, I was getting opinions from people. Just asking. I didn't.
So we jumped on all these black superheroes. You want to bring up Hawkeye?
Ooh.
Black Widow.
Hawkeye and Black Widow. Cool. No, they don't call, you know, mm-hmm. no, the mm-hmm. difference with them is that, you know.
He's white.
His super is good credit.
Yeah. And you go, he's skiing.
He co-signed my car.
He dodges police bullets.
With the greatest of ease. They don't even shoot at him.
Oh, well, thank you for the discussion.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
I'd like you to answer that question.
Yeah.
Honest.
Black Widow.
Yeah, you see how he did it without tap shoes on? Well, dance around it, brother.
Well, I think that they have. Fuck, I am.
Yeah. Go. We're waiting.
Oh, my God.
How about Black Widow? Yeah. Black Widow. What's up with Black Widow? Oh, just a gymnastic. Yeah. That's it.
You don't skip to all these lazy motherfucking white people.
I'm a superhero racist.
Yeah. You're an Uncle Tom right now.
Oh, hell no. All right, see, take your ass back over there. God damn it. Take your ass back on to Puerto Rico over there.
I'm sorry, in all fairness, he meant Uncle Tomas.
No, yeah.
Tio Tomas.
That'd probably be my superhero name. We should call our uncle. Uncle who? Uncle Tom.
taking out one black semi-superhero at a time. Probably about his wife. Let's go, Black Widow.
What about Hawkeye? Yeah. Oh, he's with me.
I'm choosing you two.
Yeah.
Oh, oh no, Mr. Hawkeye. You know how I'm going to do this. He owls, sir.
You was always a superhero to me.
You ain't no widow, but I am black.
Well, thank y'all for the discussion. Have fun with y'all.
Sure.
Nah, man. What'd you say? We?
Oh, no. You're ending
him. Oh, no. Go that way. Yes. Yeah, okay. Thank you. There he goes. A Puerto Rican.
Called your ass out.
I know. Can't say nothing about it either. I'm like, damn. Got me on that.
It's funny how you realize you were like, what? No, what? And what you got to see is, what you need to understand about, damn, never mind.
I know. Like, and you trying to fight. I'm like, shit. Like, fuck.
I just ran out of gas.
Yeah. Shit.
You remember like that Bat Panther cover that comic book with the Klans with
him? Oh, you breaking out? Yeah, man, shit.
Ooh, I need
a bean pie right now.
Me too. If they give them to you.
Yeah, one for here and one take home.
Mind you, who you are, brother.
Damn, who is that? Is that Carlos? Is that you, man?
That's Carlos.
Okay.
What?
Because they both sit next to each other. I couldn't figure out who was laughing. Because they both just smiling just as wide right now. He ain't got that. He has been holding that smile the whole time.
I know, man.
Your face must hurt right now.
They're having a good time.
I'm glad they're having a good time.
Came all the way from California.
I'm glad. I like that laugh too. That hearty laugh. Ha 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 ha.
Imagine they came all this way and just sitting there stone faced.
I know. Do you remember that one dude that I saw them in Chicago? At one dude that sat here and his girlfriend was like, he's been dying to see you. I'm only here because of him. This is his birthday gift, me bringing him here miles to see you. And he sat there the whole time and didn't smile. And then we asked her, we said, hey, man, did you enjoy the show? And he didn't say none. She's like, oh, yes, he loved it. He had a great time. He just sat up there.
And then he broke a cough pot overhead. Bitch. Everybody's going to Disney World.
Oh, let's see here. What's that? Amino. Oh, yes. Amino, man. Since we're talking about Marvel characters right here. Let's see here. The chat talking about Hawkward. I don't even think I know this person. Spacemaster 85. Never heard that name up in there. You must be new up here, boy. Oh, let's see.
Where your mom at?
Where's your mom at? Along with Monkey Daddy's mom.
While we're on the subject of Marvel characters and who are heroes, there's some out there who have not been heroic at all. Let me see what we got here. Now, Sammy made this today. Let me see right here. And these are heroes who, on the outside, they're out there saving the world. They're doing good deeds for people. They're doing, heroic things. But behind closed doors, they're beating wives. They have substance abuse problems.
Well, that's Tony Stark.
Yeah. Yeah. Then you might actually do well at this quiz that we have coming up
right
here.
I probably will.
Now, let me see here. We have here this quiz that he made, Sammy, and I'm going to go ahead and start this quiz right now. There's Wolverine. Wolverine is in the quiz right here. He's slaying, oh, my people. They're not too good.
In the cartoon, though, in the animated series, the great animated series I had, he was almost damn near a sex offender with Jean Grey.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She was like, leave me the fuck alone. He was like, well, look, check this out. I got these claws and shit. And she's like, I'm a Cyclops. I can take care of that real quick. And she's like, no, stop. Like the whole
Yeah, show. But every time he'd be like, okay, fine, I'll leave you alone. Well, wait.
Oh, that's true. No. She was like, well, don't go to sleep just yet.
Yeah.
Now, Martin, true. You might know a lot of these right here. Because I know you know a lot of the history of these characters right here. In fact, you were telling me about some of these particular people and things that they've done.
Okay.
Now, let's go ahead and start the quiz and see how well you do on it. And before I do that, Amino is the app that you can get for your iPhone. You can get it for your Android. And it's just an app where you make a community based on your special interest in whatever it is that you love. If you love heroes that beat people, then you can make a, you can make a community about that, celebrate that. And you can go in there and make other things, too, when you start your community. You can start polls. You can start discussions, blogs, quizzes like we have here, upload artwork, all kind of things. And right now we're going to do one of the quizzes that we've made here that Sammy created today. And, Martin, let me see how well you do with this. And we're going to start the quiz right now.
He's going to kill it, I know.
3, 2, 1. Martin, here we go. In the comics, Captain America busts a drug ring, but then accidentally gets addicted to what drug? Meth, cocaine, acid, heroin.
Dang. Heroin?
Heroin. I'm going to do heroin. Oh, Martin got it. It was wow.
That's fucking horrifying. Jesus Christ.
You know what? I didn't get that because they got Batman addicted to meth at one point.
Wow.
It was, they call it weapons grade crystal meth.
What is going on with these heroes, man? We're going to start seeing Batman on Faces of Meth. It's gonna be that. It's gonna be that cow. We got teeth missing and shit. Right.
I'll save you. I'll suck your dick if I can save you. Come on, baby.
Well, Martin,
give me one more chance.
You want to do one more chance?
Yeah, give me one more chance.
You want to do a replay?
Yeah.
All right, let's do a replay then. All right, and if we get to that question again, then you know it. Go. Which hero has used his powers to rip someone's face off while hunting them down? While hunting down their own family? Deadpool, Hulk, Cable, Spider-Man.
Jesus, I don't know.
Who?
Deadpool.
Oh! Jeez. And the answer is Spider-Man.
Rip somebody's face
off. Can you explain this? What happened?
Kraven the Hunter killed Mary Jane, so he went after Kraven's family and ripped off her face with his sticky claws.
Wow!
Well, he hates Kraven.
What? No.
Can we give him one more chance?
Where did this happen?
He was hunting down Kraven. It was Ultimate, I think. Maybe. No, it wasn't the Ultimate. It's one of those offshot, like Punisher kills the Marvel Universe.
Oh, that doesn't even count. Okay.
Oh, it doesn't count. Okay, Martin, you
want one more shot for him? One more shot.
You want? Let's do one more shot. Hey, we got a picture of Wonder Woman in here, man. This some good shit. All right, Martin, let's do one more replay here.
Okay. That's a real Black Widow.
All right. Which hero in the comics turns evil, creates a sewer prison, kills his main nemesis, and almost kills his best friend?
Man.
Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Moon Knight.
Daredevil.
You're correct. All right. Let's try another question then. Martin, we finally got one. Here we go. Let's see what we got here, and we're going to get to question number two. In the comics, what hero makes a deal with the devil to save a family member, sacrificing his
Spider-Man.
Own privilege? Yes, I know that one. That's Spider-Man. All right. All right, let's get to our third question here, which might be a repeat. And if that's the case, good, because we know the answer. All right, which hero has used his powers to rip? Oh, again, Spider-Man.
You almost said Deadpool.
I know.
Got Deadpool.
I got meth fingers right now.
Spider-Deadpool.
All right, we're doing pretty good right now. Which superhero had sex with their cousin whose offspring killed the family of another hero? Christ. The Hulk, Thor, the Thing, the Wasp. The Hulk?
I
knew that one. Old Man Logan.
Oh.
Now, I do remember that one.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess I would have, too.
Which of these heroes has not hit their wife in the comics? Peter Parker, Hank Pym, Clint Barton, Reed Richards.
Clint Barton.
Correct. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, they were, Reed Richards beat the shit out of her.
All right.
This abusive ass shit.
All right. In the comics, Captain America busts a drug ring, then accidentally. Oh, this is. We already know this one. It is meth.
You know, it gets me. It's like, what which one does not hit their wife?
I know.
Not
I know.
Which one has.
Yeah, right.
Which one has not hit their wife? There's only one.
Hey, wait. Superheroes are tough jobs.
And Hawkeye was only married for just a short
which
time.
Hero once wore blackface to play baseball? Moon Knight, the Hulk, Iron Man, Iron Fist.
I want to say Iron Man.
Iron Man? You want to go with Iron Man?
Some shit.
Oh, who is it? The Hulk?
What?
What? The Hulk blackface and he's like in makeup room.
I'm gonna look this up, man.
By the way, Moon Knight just sounds like a racial slur. That's why I didn't think it was him.
Let me see here. Hulk
or Moon Knight as somebody.
Yeah, he's like,
I'm playing ball.
Hulk blackface. Hold on, let me find this. Looking like mint chocolate chip. Let me see it.
Ice cream.
Oh, I got. Well, I do not see this anywhere, man. Now, I see somebody drew a coon Hulk right here, but, you know, I don't.
Hulk's going to come up with some picking any shit and all that kind of stuff we don't like to see.
Yeah.
That's a trap.
Yeah, well, oh,
there's Hulk Hogan in blackface. You know what I mean? Hulk, the Hulkster.
Yeah.
That was him at his wedding.
Well, there you go, people. You can play the game with a group of friends on your own. Let me see here. So that is it. We gave Martin a lot of tries. We did pretty good the second time around.
Yeah.
But even this has been even a challenge to Martin.
Oh, yeah.
So always play with some friends if you can. It's good as a big cooperative team. But you know what? You can play by yourself if you want and do some other things on the Amino app. Get it for your iPhone. Get it for your Android. And when you're there, tag us at Double Toasted. All right.
In all fairness, though, Sammy did have some horrifying questions. When did Hulk have blackface? Which superhero did not hit their wives?
Actually, that's a good one, man. A lot of heroes hit their wives. So
I didn't know that. I didn't know it was that many. And then Martin just told me that Hawkeye wasn't married that long. He still beat the shit out of her.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be one big green guy with a brown face. No, he actually covered his whole body.
Oh.
Yeah, y'all can't see that right there.
Oh, just so he can look human.
Just so he can look human.
To play baseball and win.
To play baseball to win.
For the Negro Leagues?
Yes.
I'm asking. Oh, just okay. Well,
oh.
So you love The Rock? Dwayne Johnson.
All right, let's go ahead and get into, you know what? Moving along. You know, I bring up come on up, man. DJ Miles.
DJ Miles.
DJ Miles up in here. DJ Miles.
He needs a theme song.
You do, man. If you stick around, I'll get your theme song, man.
All right.
Now, here's
at the bottom of
the yeah, it's a tricky thing, man. There you go. Rise. So I'm going to do this as quickly as I can because I don't want to. I know a lot of people are not a fan of the kind of music that we're about to talk about right now. I'm probably not a fan of this band, but a lot of people are, and they know that I'm a big fan of this band. They've been asking me about the album, and we're talking about the Gorillaz. And I don't know if you keep up with the Gorillaz at all. Listen to the music.
So fun fact, my whole Miles persona was based off Daft Punk and the Gorillaz.
Really? What part of the Gorillaz influenced that?
Yeah. So, I mean, when I DJed way back when, I was just so inspired with, I don't know who are the band members, but the fact that they were just animated and they just stood out to me, that was the huge draw.
Okay. You know what? And it kind of had inspiration on me when I started doing our last website, Spill. You know, I wanted to do something where people didn't have to see us and cartoon characters. You can keep going and going and going. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so a lot of people have pretty much just ripped off this band. But, you know, we're talking about the Gorillaz, whose last album was Humans. Now, with this album right here, and you can see there it is, the cover right there, the Gorillaz being the members, 2D, Noodle, Murdoch, and Russell. And this is the most probably realistic that you have seen them. Most of the times they're more cartoony than this. And that album, which was described as an apocalyptic dance party, you know, that means it's kind of dark, but I actually thought that album was kind of fun myself. I had a good time with it. I still listen to
Saturn Bars.
I still listen to Saturn Bars,
yeah,
man.
All my life, never have my buns on me, I feel move sharp like me knife. All my life, we pray that when me get wealthy, I'm a and me wife. All my life, this thing force me to be a killer just like Rodney Price. All my life, all my life.
Martin, like, oh shit. 16-year-old Corey. A lot of people were talking about this album, man, and they were, you know, some people were fans of it. Some people were saying, you know, for certain reasons that I might mention right here, that I want to hear what yours might
be.
Absolutely. The people were saying, I'm not the biggest fan of this latest album. Well, how'd you feel about it?
I think it's very polarizing, and I think maybe because there is a little bit too much hip hop, right? Quote unquote, too much hip hop. But I mean, they've always had hip hop in all of their albums, especially their first album, you know. When you hear like Rock the House and Clint Eastwood, you know, they're notorious big song, you know.
Yeah,
so, I think it might be a little too much heavy with some hip hop influence, but you know what? I think despite it being very polarizing, Andromeda was my song of 2017. That song has been on repeat, and We Got the Power, there's this remix. I drop it in the club all the time.
Oh, yeah. I tell you, a lot of people. I agree that the album was really dense. There was a lot of features on there, you know, where it started out with the creator Damon Albarn and his personas, and Jamie Hewlett, who draws the characters. They had a few people that came on and guest appearances, but The last album was like, it was heavy with features and guest appearances, to the point where even some of my favorite songs were buried, because it was such a huge album that they had the special album or the with the bonus tracks on there.
Yep.
And one of my favorite songs that I thought was like would have been a huge hit was one of those bonus tracks, The Apprentice.
You can be mad at me, tell me I was born to quit, I was checking, go on. Or you could just freak with me, said it again, let the numbers roll.
And even that song had three different guest spots.
No, and there was other songs within the album where you're like, this is solid, this is a really good track, and then there's like, well, let me say one my specific verse too, and you're like, who are you? And
yeah, and it got to the point where Damon Albarn was so pushed back behind these features, he would just make a sound. It's like, all right, you know,
remix.
So that's why I'm happy to see that Damon Albarn has pulled back on this album called The Now Now. You know, as Gorillaz have grown in popularity, which is great, because you know what, they've been able to bring on more guest spots, and the features should be noted that even though there's a lot of them, it's always what has made Gorillaz so cool, because they have always been able to bring these guests in that nobody thought they would get to work with other artists. You know,
I think Snoop Dogg was a big one when they brought him on Plastic Beach, and they're like, "Whoa, you got someone as big as Snoop Dogg," and then he comes on this one too.
Yeah. And then the thing is, they bring in some hip hop people, but they would always bring in some like old school R&B artist, our world music guy, like Bobby Womack and Mavis Staples. They bring in some old rocker like Lou Reed, you know, and do things with these people and have them work with sounds or other artists that you would never think they would combine those with, man. Mm-hmm. And then they come in, they had a lot of rappers, man, a lot of rappers. But it was cool how they always pulled up a rapper that you didn't think they would ever pull. You know, they work with so many people, like old school people, De La Soul, Snoop Dogg, even Andre 3000. Then they got new people like Pusha T and Vince Staples, man.
T'Challa.
And T'Challa right there. and Black Panther. Yeah, yeah. You didn't know he had a mixtape, did you?
Now he is a hero.
Yeah, the CD's made of vibranium. But, so they were always, you know, it always helped them make a big eclectic sound. One of my favorite people was always MF Doom, man, that they had. You know, I didn't know if they
could be Christ, man. God damn. Fucking horrifying.
I know. Imagine that dude looking through your window.
He's going to fight Ultraman later, though, right?
He's also,
Iron Man lit on.
Yeah, he's a hip-hop artist slash serial killer when he's not making albums. He's busy fighting the Fantastic Four.
Right. He's like, I'm going to get that next Fantastic Four. It should have cast me. It would have worked out.
What about me, man? Yeah. No, not yet.
Right. I've been auditioning for this for 40 years.
I got the name and everything.
Right, yeah. I bought this mask.
Yeah. The Gorillaz even gotten so big now with expanding the guest artists and acts they have coming in. They got a Gorillaz Fest every year, in that Demon Days Festival, which is huge now, but you know, it's
sold out,
man. Martin, sorry, I'm gonna get us a ticket, man. I'm climbing a fence, man. My wife almost tried. She acted like she was gonna sleep with the guitarist of the Gorillaz to try to get us in like real close.
Damn.
Yeah, and at ACL, like she walked in with the guitarist. Uh-huh. Of the band. She probably told you this. And the guy the guy was saying, oh yeah, I can get you backstage, come on. And she's like, oh, let me grab my husband. Where'd he go?
You played that wrong, baby. You get backstage.
Like, at least you get back there and just tell me how good it was.
Right.
Her arm was still like this, like she was still holding on to somebody.
You're supposed to say, let me get my cousin, let me get my brother.
I said, babe, you couldn't say gay friend.
Yeah.
Where'd this cloud come from?
Yeah.
Let me get cupcake.
Yeah. I was like, what were you doing? I didn't want to leave you, baby.
Like he's going to be like, oh, sure. Get your husband. That sounds great. I'm not a musician or anything.
Yeah, I can watch the two of you have sex while I'm on stage. that sounds awesome for me.
I'm glad I took all this time to do this.
hey, and bring your two friends fucking you.
Right. yeah. Go get your husband. Go and get him right there.
But you know, but with this this album is described as it's a pullback album now. Not as many features on this. You've heard the whole album, right?
Yeah. I heard it twice. I actually heard all the albums today just to kind of see where I ranked them all.
So. Yeah.
I think the Now is much more laid back and not as polarizing as Humans was, but. And I think the overall flow of the Now definitely molds much, much better than Humans.
Yeah, it does.
However, for me, I think the songs in Humans, just the ones that stand out, they really stand out in a really good way. You know, those are the ones, like you were saying, Saturn Bars and Andromeda, those are on loop. You know, I hear songs like Humility and Lake Zurich off the Now, and those are the standout tracks. But everything else is definitely more mellow. And, you know, for some, that might be really good. But to me, this sounds more like a Damon Albarn album than a Gorillaz.
And you know what? It is. And they try to describe it a certain way to, you know, to like they bend it or, you know, market it a certain way to, like, show that it's more of a Damon Albarn album. Because with this, first of all, they describe it as a light summer album. Something that you just go out and have fun with. Nothing too deep. And if you want to stay with the lore of the characters, being that it's mostly Damon Albarn doing his thing for a certain reason, which I'll describe later, you can see 2D on the cover right here. They almost describe it as a 2D solo album. 2D being the character. They like a pseudo solo album for that particular character if you want to stick with it.
The song that's what's the name of the song that's on that video that you show with them?
That's Humility. I'll show you that in a minute.
The one with Jack Black?
Yeah. I'll show you that in a minute because you know they really are trying to push it as this is 2D's time to shine because he's not being domestically abused by Murdoch anymore. Everybody who knows Murdoch Morton worships Satan and beats the shit out of 2D. 2D's old, he's so depressed all the time that he has these dark black eyes that's these deep soulless eyes. And now I know this is I know it's crazy how they describe this, but now that Murdoch is in jail for, they say, smuggling, all of a sudden 2D can go out and just be as light and free and happy as he wants.
Calling the world from isolation. Cause right now that's the ball where we be trained. And if you're coming back to find me, you better have good aim.
And if you listen to that album, they pulled back with the features. They're still there. But this time, it's no one really singing, and they're out there in the open. It's the guitar. It's George Benson, famous R&B guitarist.
So this is the first song on the album, right?
Mm-hmm. It's the first song on the album. And that's the one that's probably
Broadway, right?
On Broadway, I saw your mama selling her ass on Broadway. That's just nice, childish.
That is so childish.
You were doing so good right now.
That wasn't even called for.
They were like, even he's like, ugh, come on, man. Yeah. Brother, why you do that?
Can I just play my guitar, please?
Yeah, but famous R&B and jazz guitarist, George Benson,
right,
man.
Right. If I may chime in here.
Yeah, please.
I've listened to it twice myself, and I got to say, I agree with Miles 100%.
Really?
I thought, man, I love those first three songs. And the rest almost just kind of like became background music to me.
There's one song called Idaho, and I'm just, to me, I'm like, Idaho. Yeah,
I can explain that because I brought these tracks up right here. Yeah. They know immediately. Look, they put this out there to get their most mainstream hit up and going. So they made it the first track on the album. Humility is that one. You know, they made the video with Jack Black. They got the production in it with 2D, the animated 2D character and whatnot. So that's cool. From that point on, it does start to go into all right, this is more for our fans territory. And also, it's more of a Damon Albarn album. This is for me to experiment. Again, the features are there. They're going to try to get some people in by having some familiar guest appearances, like Hollywood, you know, with
with Snoop Dogg.
With Snoop Dogg in there, you know. They do have their features, and it's fun. You know, they bring it back because at that point, you know, you heard Humility there, which is like, it's again, kind of a summer.
That is definitely the standout.
It's a standout, and it's a summer breezy album. And then they got that. They try to get the dance hits too. So I'm a little funky for the clubs, and that's Hollywood, which sort of has a disco funk vibe to it.
With a big fat chain on my neck. Little did they know, no sweat. So I dimmed out, rimmed out, and cracked the glass. 25 pounds, can you match the bag? Cause if not, raise up. I got a deal to make. And a couple bad bitches I've been making to break. Waking the bake, I put the cake on the plate. Jealousy in me.
You know, and they got the same thing going on with Lake Zurich. Yeah.
This track builds.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's the instrumental track. I would tell you, it's a different album from their first debut, but it is kind of a big throwback to it, too, because
Absolutely. They're
playing with sounds. They got dance hits. They do things where they put stuff out there that the mainstream can consume, but then you start getting the things where they start experimenting with sound, going back and being all about the music. Like my favorite track on here, I told you the other day, is sort of a 80s synth throwback, which is Trans. Billy's head spinning around.
Yes, master.
Yeah, like I said, you know, like I was saying, I was telling you the other day, that's a 80s throwback. Yeah. It sounds like Send Me an Angel, you know, big 80s new wave synth sound. But once you get past all that, now I hear what you're talking about, because it's strictly for two people, the fans and Damon Albarn.
Yeah.
This is something he's making for himself, because they start to, like, again, no Gorillaz album is one thing. Damon Albarn, this is his chance to play behind characters and make different sounds, which is what I respect about him. Now, does it work all the time? I don't know. But I do admire him for trying to go from, all right, we're going to go from a dance electronic sound to something that is still kind of synthy, but way more quiet and pulled back.
Playing it all for God's yesterday.
Something where I want to just play with sound. This is an idea I have for a song. I'll make it sound almost like a church cathedral.
So the video for all three of these songs, just that graphic.
It's just for YouTube
with a hypno pattern behind.
Yeah, they
it.
Ran out of money. They can't. Okay.
I can't watch that too long. It's gonna be a fucking headache, man.
Yeah.
You know, ironically enough, though, Idaho. You know, when I was reading lots of the reviews on this album, a lot of people were like, "That is my song."
I like that song too.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the creep song. Mm-hmm. That's the one that creeps up on you. Yeah. Not. I'm a creep. No. It like just creeps up on you. Like, oh shit. Why I hated this song before. From, why am I listening to this now? Oh fuck, I like it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? And to your credit, like I said, it really does go where Damon Albarn just leaves the fans and just says, okay, I'm just gonna make sounds. You know, there's on every album you can find where Damon Albarn just says, you know what? I'm just making this just for me.
Every sound.
It's the one where it's the one he's walking through high school with his goth makeup on and shaking.
But out of all the albums, I mean, this one is by far Damon Albarn's most selfish in a good way, and his solo thing. You know, like this is, you know, and some people are really gonna appreciate it and like it. For me, I think is the weakest. But when I say the weakest, when you compare it amongst the other albums, that is not an insult whatsoever. Because when you have an album like Demon Days, I mean, I heard it again today from start to finish. I mean, that is a story, and those songs from start to end, you know, you're like, wow. Like, it blows my mind.
Demon Days is still my favorite. Demon Days was produced by Danger Mouse, the guy that did I Think It's Crazy. The guy produced that with when he did
Gnarls Barkley.
Gnarls Barkley, yeah. I have to say, I miss those days of, like, the first album in Demon Days, because, you know, that was one where we had more balance. It was like, all right, I'm doing stuff musically for me, but I know how to keep it, you know, something out there for the fans, you know, like Feel Good Inc., man, you know, was a huge hit. And it's almost like he's trying to go against making these huge hits now. Yeah, like, I don't want to be known for this. And
it's kind of scary how much this blew up, you know, because Clint Eastwood was, who are the Gorillaz? This is a cool thing, but
Feel Good Inc.
Yeah, Feel Good Inc. just blew up. And, you know, in a good or bad way, maybe Damon Albarn's like, maybe just a little too much, you know.
It felt like with the albums he had after that, he's fighting this, you know, in a way. And it's just like, man, but Demon Days was such a great balance, man.
Absolutely. Because when you hear a song like Stylo off of Plastic Beach, I think that's that perfect medium where it's not as big as Feel Good Inc., but it was still definitely catchy and played on air.
Yeah. And, you know, and really, this is not even considered to be like a real, like a major release album for them. Again, if you know Damon Albarn and the Gorillaz work, this is something where it's like The Fall. Did you hear The Fall?
No.
The Fall is just an album that he was experimenting with on his iPad while he was on the road. Mm-hmm. And he just put it out there. And this album that he made, The Now, is him doing kind of the same thing. I got some songs that I still have in my head that I want to play while I'm touring. I'm in between doing things. And that's what this is like now. But I will tell you, man, I like the album a lot. I do. I think the album grows on you. And again, this is me talking as a fan, so I can't really.
No, I agree. You know, I agree.
But I do. There's a couple of things I miss. I do miss them trying to, still get that balance between mainstream and also being experimental. And I just miss them playing with the characters, man. You know, when they first came out, they were all about these characters. They were all about, like, making them front and center. That's not so much a priority for them now. That's kind of almost – it feels like it's almost been abandoned. It's almost like they do it because they have to. Right now they've abandoned that to just go out and play shows and, you know, be on stage and show themselves completely. And they've given up on trying to do holograms. They've given up on trying to figure out how to make the characters a big part of the show. It's just sort of like they put them in the background as artwork and the band just plays out in the open now. You know, it's a shame too because, you know, they're still trying to stay committed to it. I mean, they put characters out there like Ace from the Powerpuff Girls, who's a member of the band now. And this is like, okay, that's cool, but it's just, other than looking at artwork of this character, why even try? You know?
But they did such an amazing job with Saturn Bars when that first came out, because you have to keep in mind when that album came out, this is like their return because they took a huge hiatus for such a long time.
Yeah, and Saturn Bars, that was part of what was, you know, their major album, man. You know, that was a major release for them. That was Humans. That's where they put most of the production money into. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know. looking at that green dig right now.
I tried to. When you were talking about the background, some of the characters, like the dude was beating the other guy up and all that, is that, like, played out in the videos, or do they have like little
is just super like hardcore fans of the Gorillaz knows about that, because even when you see the end of Humility, right, there's a point where 2D ends up like falling and then his eyes goes back to black, and it's funny because the YouTube comments decipher that like, you know, like it's nothing, but for the casual fan, I didn't even notice it the first few times I saw the video, and I was obsessed with Humility when it came out because it was such a fun summer tune.
But you seem to know quite a bit about it.
Are there comic books? Is it in the liner notes?
That's what they are. They are, like they said, they're kind of the first virtual band to really play off social media too. And all that stuff is out there on social media. You just pick it up there. They do marketing with it. Like they got websites you can go to and talk to Murdoch about him in jail and him trying to get people to break him out. this is stuff for the fans.
Like,
it's crazy,
it sounds cool coming up. I just, you know,
The only reason why I kind of know, like, I really don't care that much, but because I'm into the band, I follow like the artist too, Jamie Hewlett, that stuff is out there when you look up the characters.
Okay.
So yeah.
The best analogy to probably say it is like, okay, you are obsessed with Game of Thrones or people who want to know more about it. There's a book about pre, you know, know, what we're watching in the TV show, you know. So if you want to know about Robert's Rebellion and all that stuff, there's a lot of information. But for the average viewer or the average, you know, Gorillaz fan, you might not know this stuff.
Yeah.
So you're saying, so there is a book on all this stuff.
There's I have a book where they, like, give a whole, like, backstory about about Murdoch's upbringing and shit, you know. It's
and how the band formed, right, the animated band and all that. It's really cool.
So it's kind of like fan fiction, I guess.
It is, man. It's like, it's just, it's really just fun. The music is out there for the people who only listen to the music. For fans who are big fans, they can go out there and, like, have this thing to follow with the characters. They don't just do it as much as they used to, and really it's just kind of weird and crazy. Anyway, some people love it, some people are like, okay, I'm done with this. But,
you know, you shouldn't be too down on it.
I still follow, of course. Yeah, I mean, look at me. I know about it. So, but I, like I said, I'm a huge fan of the artist too, Jamie Hewlett. So,
when the Now came out, it was the same day Drake's new album came out.
I'm the
only one saying, like, okay, well, this is the only album I care about, and I blasted the Gorillaz image on my social media.
To me, like I said, man, it's just a mid-level album that's not meant to be make a big splash on anything. It's meant to be just something that a man had music he wanted to get out of his system. He did it, put it out there for the fans that want it. And for that, it's kind of, if I was to give this a movie rating, I would say it's sort of a matinee rating. You know, because
sounds about right.
There's about three or four songs in there that I can play in, like in loop, and that's it. And the rest of it might grow on me later, but as of right now, so it's a matinee, high matinee album for me. Yeah, you have to rate it. What would you rate it?
No, same thing. Same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Let's see.
I was thinking full price for a minute when y'all were talking.
Yeah, you know, it's if you go by those first tracks, it does feel like that. But, you know, as you get down later into it.
I don't know anything about this band.
Yeah, it wasn't like there was any part of it I didn't like. I just noticed, even looping it around.
There's a point where it becomes stagnant.
Yeah, right? Yes. The first three or four tracks I really liked that stood out to me. And then the others, I noticed I just kind of tuned out and like, oh, wait, it started back over again.
Yeah. Anyway, you know, let's go ahead and move on real quick. I appreciate you.
Yeah, thank you.
Putting that in there. God damn it. What's your name? DJ Miles.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You'll get it.
Yeah. No, I appreciate
it. He already had it. I don't know why
he keeps dropping it.
Lost it like a set of keys.
Somewhere.
Oh, DJ Miles, that's who got him. Yeah. Right next to the tuna fish.
In the chat, I'm looking at him. Somebody says, I'm a low full price on the now right here. Drake gets a low rental.
Damn.
Drake had a billion listens Spotify. And I'm trying to be a big Drake fan, but I just I don't know, man.
Drake gonna be all right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, he needs me, man.
We can't let him down at his hour of need.
We can't be fucking with Drake like this, man. You only had a billion. That's it.
What?
Well, stop the show right now, goddamn it. Let's buy shit.
If we don't stand up for our fallen brother, who will?
Who else will? Besides the other billion people in the rest of the world.
Oh, let me see here. No, you don't understand. It's my list.
And that was the last week you checked. It was a billion. Or 2 billion now.
Oh, we're going to do Stardust real quick. We're going to get on out of here. Let me see. Oh, and there we go. Today's Stardust. Now, let me go ahead and download these real quick. And this is coming from, you're younger than me. You grew up with Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Have you heard about this documentary?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I could joke about it in the show, too.
Yeah, I would be interested to see what you thought about it. You know,
I haven't watched it.
But you're such a tough guy, you know. Mr. Rogers, I don't know. Don't know if he'd break you on that tough exterior you got right there.
Yeah, when I was, six?
This man got people out here crying.
I was like, ain't no beautiful day in the goddamn neighborhood.
Up here in the streets of these hard-ass suburbs.
Yeah. With the Peter. My soup ain't ready yet.
Shit.
Cold as fuck. Mama! Need to ride to school. Nigga, you in college.
So?
You got a car. You got a car.
I'm waiting.
That's not what I asked you.
But it's last year's car.
So we round and round. And this shit? I put on Mr. Rogers.
You mean I have to warm up my own SpaghettiOs today?
SpaghettiOs.
hard.
That's right. I didn't think so.
let me bring up.
You gotta go to work.
How things going with you, man? With over there at Esther's Follies.
Cool. Let's go.
Now, is this with the summertime? We got a lot of tourists coming in. You're getting a lot of people coming through the show.
Oh man, we ever saw that almost every weekend. Yeah.
Really? Really?
All this Trump stuff. We're trying to. My man is dominating the news so much.
We're going to catch a tweet. You better be careful.
Why not, right? I already caught that. I got it cured up, though. It's just like.
Add new material each week.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. Like, you know, during 4th of July, we get these real, like, not our kind of crowds, uh-huh. like right-wing crowds. Uh-huh. So they're like.
Yeah, how is that, man? You know, when you get these people coming.
So right around 4th of July, always around 4th of July.
That's when all the Patriots come out.
I'm telling you, yeah, the Patriots. That's what we call them. I believe they called them the back in the day.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, the Patriots. But yeah, they get all you know. Like, so we were like, all right, let's not try to shit on Trump too much this week, and let's try to do this, let's try to do that. And by the end of the rehearsal, we all start arguing. Like, all right, let's just shit all over them. Who gives a fuck? They'll be gone the week.
Right. Yeah, they're only here one night. We got their money.
Man. Well, here's the thing. Like, we'll start trying to talk about like trying to be like a little more like. My part is like a little more in the middle.
Yeah.
And then we start talking about what's going on in the news, and we get so goddamn mad. We say, fuck it. Fuck this motherfucker. I got my iPad.
Yeah. I'm tearing the studio up.
You should have seen the shit I wrote this week. I got rejected twice. They were like, we don't use the F word in the show, Billy. You've been 7 goddamn years. You know we don't use that. I was like, but for this, we fucking should. God damn it. Fuck it. Send.
When I go out there, I'm going to say it. No, you're not.
You goddamn fucking not.
You want to go ahead and get into the Stardust now?
Yes, let's do that.
Let's see here. Now,
dust some stars off?
We're going to dust these stars off, man. A little dirty right here. Let's go ahead and dust these stars off. You know, the dust is getting up in the air so much, I'm getting so teary-eyed, man. It's not because of Mr. Rogers, not at all.
A television program for children made its unauspicious debut on station WQED in Pittsburgh.
They make that music sound like Mr. Rogers, a child molester.
Yeah, seriously, yeah.
But he had a darker side.
Yeah. Make it sound like
Dateline?
Yeah, make it sound like Tim Burton directed this.
Host Fred Rogers.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
I want to tell you something.
What would you like to
say?
Nah, you know, Won't You Be My Neighbor is a documentary that we're talking about right now for this latest edition of Stardust. And really, when I say people were crying in the theaters while they were watching this, it was so many mixed emotions, sadness, joy, hope, maybe even a little bit of hopelessness at some point. And also tears from the fact that one of the kindest human beings in the world is gone. No secret about how much I teared up in this movie. Martin hated the film, and he still cried during the movie. You said you teared up about 3 times, right?
Well, it's because I thought you were going to throw a chair across the room.
Yeah. Yeah. And I didn't. And Martin was so disappointed.
You didn't like it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Oh.
Man, I'm full of shit. You know,
you listen to this guy. Why the fuck are you listening to him?
It's Mr. Rogers. You have
to like 17 goddamn years. I still believe it. That's the fucking word this Negro says. God damn.
You actually turned it like, what? You didn't like Mr. Rogers?
Kick your ass. Yeah. Wait a minute.
You even made Billy upset. Look at this.
I was just like, well, why? I didn't see it, but I'm still upset.
Yeah.
You're like, yes, I did, man. Why are you listening to this, boy?
Yeah. Yeah, why are you listening
to this? I'm sorry, man. I apologize.
Yeah.
Fuck you, and I apologize. Jesus Christ, man.
But you know what, man? It's
move on, guys.
There's a lot of people out there who, they're not only crying in the theaters, they're getting on their phones, cutting on their apps and crying to the world out there, letting them know how much they love Mr. Rogers. And they're doing that on Stardust. Stardust is the app that you get for your iPhone, for your Android. And you can get it through our link, stardust.app.link/doubletoaster. What am I going to do with it, Corey? Well, like I said, man, you pull up that app and just, let's just say there's a movie, there's a show, there's even a trailer that you either love or you hate it. You want to warn people about it. Well, you can get on that app right there for 30 seconds. You press that button for 30 seconds. You share that opinion. Next thing you know, the world is listening to you. So get that app. And remember to always tag us at Double Toaster while you're on it. Let's go ahead and look at some of these people who are reacting to Mr. Rogers and
Starway Blue Devil.
Oh, they are devil. Two stars out of five.
Yeah,
oh,
I saw that. I was like,
you have to be evil.
Well, maybe everybody didn't cry seeing this movie.
You know, I'm expecting a real demon to pop up. Nah, fuck Mr. Rogers.
He's here with me now.
Oh, God.
You didn't know him like I did.
Did you hear that music?
He did kill children in Vietnam, man.
You see those sneakers?
Let's see what Blue Devil has to say. You have to be the devil to not like Mr. Rogers.
Okay, so I just watched Won't You Be My Neighbor. It's an okay documentary. It actually left me with a lot more questions than answers in it. Like, it didn't really go into Mr. Rogers' childhood as much, or even his interactions with his own sons and that. I mean, was he too busy for him? It just kind of left me with a lot more questions than answers. It does briefly touch on some of his more significant moments, but overall, I kind of found it as an okay documentary.
You son of a bitch. You want dirt.
Okay.
That's what he wants.
All right. I don't agree with his rating, but I do agree with what he said.
I think
that's what kept it a matinee for me.
What I heard was, I want to hear how he abused his own children.
I want all the deep, dark secrets. Because I went about that, too, because they had his kids, his grown-ass kids, come in and say stuff, but didn't really get a sense of how he interacted with his family and all that. What the balance was.
And see, I think, and why he makes, I thought about you when he was saying that. See, I think a lot of people, it met their expectations. Because with the movie, I went in knowing that it wasn't about his family life. It was, the theme of it was how this man actually changed the world through his show. It was about him and his show and how he moved people through that. And it was, and the thing about his life is that I did get a lot from him, because learning about how he was this man who was so, even though he came out very confident and very beautiful to people, he was very insecure. You know, I felt that they got that across in a very subtle way without having to really spell it out. But then again, like I said, it's not nothing right or wrong. I think it's about expectations. Because yeah. I walked out satisfied. I know you walked out wanting more.
Mm-hmm.
You and this son of a bitch right here. No, this evil fuck. No, I'm kidding, man. I get it. It's, again, all about expectations. Let's go on to people who actually have good opinions. Bella. Nah, I'm kidding. Bella Romano. I'm mad. There you hate Mr. Rogers. Bella Romano.
Two stars. Huh? I got some stardust for your head.
Yeah. Now we're talking. I didn't know who he was because I did not grow up in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
And he gave this 5 stars. And it's actually, I don't know what he's going to say, but I did say in my review, I don't think you even have to have watched a show for this documentary to work on you.
So, yesterday I watched Won't You Be My Neighbor? And as a person who didn't know who Fred Rogers was, after I watched it, I'm so grateful that he was the way he was, and he was so accepting, so kind, such a great human being, and I think we all should be a little bit more like him, you know? And this movie was really great. You should all watch it.
She want to break down so bad. Yeah. Look at that, man.
Now she's drunk.
She never even had the chance to see Mr. Rogers.
I wonder. It's weird. She has no accent or anything.
Well, she probably, yeah. You know what?
I'm not saying that's not true. Or just,
no, you know something. It's funny that she said that she did not watch that show, because I met a lot of kids. Like when I was in Amsterdam, met a guy that I thought was there from the U.S. to hang out with us,
and he had
no accent, but he grew up watching American television, Cartoon Network.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah, and this might have been like maybe a little late for her. Maybe Mr. Rogers wasn't coming over to our country, but.
Well, at her age, there's no way she would.
Yeah.
I don't think even she grew up here.
By
the
time she was born.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think she would even see Mr. Rogers. She grew up here.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that girl's clearly like 18, 19, something like that. You
exactly.
Know, not even younger.
But see, that's a testament to how I feel about this documentary. Girl did not, this is not in her time period. Right. She knew nothing about this show.
No point of reference.
No point. Thank you. No point of reference, but that is the power of Mr. Rogers and how this movie got his life across. Again, something I mentioned, and I thought that, again, why this is like not one of the best documentaries of this year, but one of the best movies this year.
I gotta check it out.
I thank you. I mean, I don't want to build it up for you, but I really think people need to see this. Now we get into some sensible people. Hey, Larry, 5 stars.
One who did watch Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood as a kid, to say this movie resonated deeply with me would be an understatement. It's not a perfect documentary. I find the pacing to be just a bit scatterbrained, but really any problems are ultimately forgivable when you realize just how important this film is and how important it is for it to be released right now. It's a beaming light of positivity in an otherwise dour world, the cinematic equivalent of a shrine to a man who was completely and utterly one of a kind.
Preach, brother. He was getting serious.
That was one aggressive ass compliment.
No,
and he was fucking amazing.
It was like he talked about how it was moving, but Mr. Rogers was making him mad. Yeah, yeah. I want to say it's a shrine and a testament. God damn it!
You know, it's kind of scatterbrain, baby, but you know.
He's actually, he sees somebody across the room, he wants to beat their ass right now.
He's looking at the first dude, the Red Devil. I know.
He like that. He's like, that motherfucker reminds me of Mr. Rogers. Beat his ass. But you know what? I will agree with him on that, man. Now, I don't think that it's a criticism per se, because I still think the movie was effective. But I did notice that it didn't have any real flow.
Yeah.
It went from testament to testament to period, and that was it, because there was so many different people that they were talking to on his cast that it was more chunks of experiences and testimonies.
Well, I feel like the movie, it's greatly benefited by by Fred Rogers being such a special person. But had they had a less interesting subject, you would really see the cracks in this movie.
Yeah, yeah. I think so. I think, again, I agree with you. It's helped by the fact that it has such a fascinating, fascinating subject right there.
The thing on Mr. Rogers for me was like, it was one of my first introductions besides the Muppets with puppetry.
Sure.
And that's what I liked about it so much. You know, with the little neighborhood,
Corey didn't like that.
See, I feel so bad. When Martin was talking about Mr. Rogers, like, you know, his puppets suck. You know, fuck Mr. Rogers. He ain't no Jim Henson.
Tony Negro said that.
That was me, man. Right. Yeah,
We'd be done in a minute.
When I was growing up, I did not like his show so much because I did not like his puppets.
I love those puppets.
Yeah,
I didn't like it as much as Jim. You know, you know me a long time. You know I was obsessed with Jim Henson.
So, oh yeah,
you know,
Muppets
and all that. But that was Muppet fun folk for me, just because. Yeah, well,
Jim Henson was the gold standard.
Right. I mean, you can get a little, a little generic.
There's room for something not as good.
Yeah.
No,
apparently not. No, I guess not.
No, no. Not with the Puppet King, right?
But if it was animation, though. Oh, Nelly.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Animation?
Man, I laughed about him going to the Puppet Museum. He got so mad at me, we couldn't even finish the show.
He
threw a puppet at you. Put a chair on.
I beat him with a puppet. Now, I'm going to tell you, people, there's a story after this. If you want to put it in the YouTube. Now, if you want to put in the YouTube video after this, I'll tell you. But we're going to, again, to be continued, because he ain't telling this shit like it exactly
is. I'm giving the shortened version.
You give him the short version, but
but nothing I say was wrong. No.
But nothing you saying is completely right either.
Hold on, Negro, what you doing at the Puppet Museum, first off?
See?
Don't do
See?
It. Don't do it.
See?
Don't do it.
I belong there. That's my home.
Waiting for you.
Yeah, I'm home. Let's get to this last. Let's
get his
last. Yeah. No.
I told you we close at 10. Goddamn
it! I live here. Let's get this last reaction right here. This is Malk's 98. Malk's 98 look like he's about to tear up right now.
Dang.
And there's 4 stars right here.
Or a lot of coke.
Definitely bring some tissues.
I sobbed and I cried.
The emotion.
I cried throughout this film.
I was actually walking out of this theater, like, sobbing. I had to put on my glasses and run out because I'm still... How I'm feeling right now. I haven't felt like this in a while with the movie.
Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good.
This is the movie that struck me the most emotionally this whole year so far.
So that's a montage of people talking about, man, Mr. Rogers fucked me up. So this man, he couldn't show his eyes to the world. It was so red.
That last dude had some bad shellfish, man. I'm just saying. I'm not sure that was it, because he was sick to his stomach.
Emotionally,
he knew what he saw. But shit ate that shrimp from the gas station.
But no, as you see here, man, a lot of people moved by this. And, you know, something, like I said, I think it's one of those films where I get it. People are going to tell you how great it is. It made me cry. And not everybody's going to feel the same. And those people are going to be villainized and they'll be talked about or whatever. You know, not everybody, but a few people. But, you know, it's like. You know.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Oh, but
man, the motherfucking prosecution rest, Negro. You know, I knew we should have put him on the stand.
I'm a little hurt, but But you know, it's okay. Everybody has different opinions. I will say, see it for yourself, and you know, make up your own mind. But I don't think anybody's going to walk out disappointed. I don't think anybody's going to walk out
not mad.
Maybe a little disappointed, but not mad. You know, this guy right here, he was fucked up when he's on. But you know, but everybody else, you know, give it a chance.
He likes anything, really.
Oh, he's done.
Except corn.
Who does Mr. Rogers think he is, fucker?
He walk up to those other people. You cried? Yeah.
So what? He made children happy. Fuck him. Just a man.
Look at my undershirt.
You're just a man with cool sweaters. Fuck him.
Unlike mine.
Yeah. All right. You know, check out Stardust. And if we get you on here, if we mess with you, don't be upset. We roast people here all the time. It's all love. But please get the app for your iPhone, get it for your Android, and get it through our link, stardust.app.link/doubletoasted. Start dusting those stars today and tag us at Double Toasted while you're on there. This motherfucker here, boy. I tell you, man, we were having
a motherfucker. You know,
yes, just this one.
You see, Martin, like, they ain't gonna reach you, man.
No. not motherfuckers, just one motherfucker, man. All right, this then. Motherfucker. We were doing a podcast, and I was talking about how I went to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And there was
where'd you go in Atlanta, motherfucker?
Well, I was hanging out. I was what's her name?
Desiree.
So yeah. Desiree, yeah. I was hanging out with a friend of mine. She used to come to all our parties and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So she said, "Hey, you know, you came to town. Things didn't go out like you didn't happen like you thought it would. So I'm gonna just take you out. You know, we'll hang out together." And she says, "I know you love Jim Henson and puppets and everything." So they had a Jim Henson exhibit at the Museum of Puppetry.
That sounds fun.
Yes. Now that's all sort I said. Of. Now here's the deal. How far I got. I said. And so Martin, so she picked me up and we went to the Museum of Puppetry. Martin, like,
I'm letting him finish.
No, it's like, you finished? You gone? Okay, now I said, all right. So anyway, yeah, we went there. We saw these puppets. The Museum of Puppetry. Like, Museum of Puppetry. And I just cut them. I remember what I said to us. I stopped the recording because this is when we're doing audio. Mm-hmm. And I said, "You're being a real asshole right now."
Yeah, you had a bit more bass in your voice. Yeah, you, said yeah. It. You went all Liberace about it.
What's up? I thought I was being nice.
Now, Scott. <Yeah. laughs>
I wish my puppet Kermit was here.
Roger, like, first I'm being an asshole. Would you like to be in charge of my wigs?
No, I was very kind about it.
Oh yeah.
I said, please.
Yeah, I was like, oh wait, you mad for real? You stopped the show. You like, are we gonna do this or not?
Okay, it might have been something like that. Now in my head, I said, you're being a real asshole. No. But I guess in real life, like, hey man, so we gonna do this or not, man?
No, it was. Oh yeah, there you go. It was just like that.
Don't fuck with my puppets.
Where's my chariot?
Okay, here's how this. I love the evolution of this story. Because I tell a part, you go like, "Well, wait, let me back it up and show you how it was." Then now I come in and go like, "Oh, well, let me expand on this and show you what happened prior to me laughing at you being at the puppet museum." I wasn't just laughing because a museum of puppetry. I'm laughing. It was all everything, the disastrous trip that led up to it. It was one thing after another. So, yeah, to end up at the Museum of Puppetry, that was the icing on the cake. I was already laughing.
I just want to say I was there. He was being a dick. A real black bastard.
We have been laughing about what a disaster this whole trip was.
He was like Stevie Wonder. The way I remember him saying, I think he was saying, "Well, I thought you were joking when you said Museum of Puppetry. I didn't know that you actually had a good time there."
I didn't. No, because we were talking about what a bad time you had been having, and then you talked about getting taken to the Museum of Puppetry. To me, that was hilarious. I didn't know you were trying to tell a story of how, oh, but no, things turned around for me, and I was at the place I always wanted to be, my own personal Disneyland.
And it was cool. They had a Jim Henson exhibit there, like like all the puppets, all the puppets that they used and everything.
Oh, sure, no, I love stuff like that. I love stuff like that. No, I do. What he's trying to say is, let's back it up, because we got the consummate unreliable narrator right here.
He got invited to go for what was going to be a gathering of fans. And he, on impulse, bought a ticket, hopped on a plane, went down there. Ready to party down with all these fans, but turns out they were all underage, so they had to meet at a food court at a mall.
Oh, you told me this story.
Yes. Yes. And what happened was, I remember, because Desiree called me. That's why she took me, because she says, I kind of feel bad for getting you. Because she
takes me to a bar.
Because some girl put it together, and I said, you know what? And this is when we starting out, so I thought, you know, I don't want to disappoint anybody. Yeah. And this girl put it together, and I said, man, that's Atlanta. I can't just get up and leave. And Desiree got on the phone. She told me, she's like, Corey, there are people here waiting to see you.
Over a hot dog on a stick. Yeah,
they already drank two Orange Juliuses already.
They're getting wild now. And I went there. And what happened?
Closing 9 o'clock.
No, it was like that. Like, I went there and I said, so where we meet? Because she picked me up and she said,
Hot Topic.
Oh, we're going to the mall. And I said, we're going to the mall. And we were going after that. Oh, we just going to the mall. Yeah. I'm like, that's
mall
it?
Mall and then the mall.
And I went there and we went to Applebee's, man. And
Jesus Christ.
And half of these, and I hate to put it out there like this. I'm not trying to make fun of these kids, but
that was a while ago. I would say
there was a group of them. There was about 15 kids. All of them except for two had Asperger's syndrome, I think. And so
See, that's that kind of laugh I was doing right there. Because the story just kept growing.
And I had, and I got there and I walked around them because I said, so we're doing that. Like, oh, let's walk. And so we walked around the mall.
And I met
their moms and dads, and everybody's like, it's so nice of you to get to come here. And I tell you, man, I had to.
Had to sign some releases and agreements.
And I sat up there and I said, Jesus. Yeah, no. It was like I was a clown at a kid's party or some shit, you know?
Yep.
And then when I got there, like when on top of it, I said when I got there, I said, you know what? These kids, they were nice. Uh-huh, they were, uh-huh, I said, uh-huh. And I told myself the whole time, I said, Corey, when you get back to Austin, shut the fuck up, don't say anything. And by the time I got on that plane, because it was raining that night, I was like, I had to get back the next day. I said, no, I'm getting some out this shit.
So now you see all this led up to him saying, and then I got taken to the puppet museum of puppets. How was I not going to laugh at that?
You ain't had enough kitty shit that whole weekend.
The museum of puppets was the highlight of that shit. That was. And I know it sounds crazy, but that museum had a lot of cool shit. And like I said, it had a lot of Jim Henson stuff in there.
No, I would love to be.
It wasn't like I went to a church like puppet show or something.
Right. I understand. It's coming at the tail end of all this other stuff made it hilarious.
So yeah,
and fuck these kids. I'm gonna see me some puppets. I can't stand this kiddie shit.
And one of these kids, their feelings were so hurt when they got back. They said, "Well, we didn't know that you were having such a bad time." I was like, I wanted to respond. I was like, motherfucker, I'm sitting up there with 15-year-olds with Asperger's. What do you think I was going to do?
The Baby Gap.
Yeah. And Applebee's. Can't even drink a beer in front of kids.
Applebee's are a bunch of kids.
Yeah. I'm the chaperone.
Yeah, like you took them out on a field trip.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
You're a fucking soccer
like
coach.
This is like
soccer coach.
Yeah. Like this is like goddamn junior prom, you know?
And I guess we won the game. I don't know what the.
And I'm
fuck.
Out there sitting there with everybody's days. Hey, 6 inches. You know?
You should have bought a whole big box of trophies and just hand it out.
Hand it out. A participation award.
Yeah, yeah.
I bought so many Cokes for people. It was something.
Then he went to the puppet museum and did Coke off Kermit.
Yeah. Off his ass.
It's some bullshit.
Shit. Now this is a good time.
Where that Gonzo puppet at? I love that nose.
Yeah, somebody's and that was it. And even here, they're talking about he lost about 5 fans. Yeah, that's what I say, man. I'm gonna cut my losses right here because that was a lesson. That was a lesson that
with
day.
Applebee's.
That was my first.
that was I was baffled as to how you even just did that. I mean, this
was my first lesson. Right. That's when I tell you, like, that was my first eye opening. When it seems like I'm acting like I'm too good to do something, mm-hmm. that was my first lesson. That said, do not go out there and devalue yourself. You can't do this.
Sure.
You are too good for some shit, man. You mean,
that was
the Applebee's was in the mall.
That was the Applebee's in the mall. Not an outside Applebee's.
That no outside Applebee's.
That shit. I went to baby Applebee's. That apple didn't fall off the tree.
Yeah, so this is how I was when suddenly he was like, click.
Got apple fleas. I was inside the mall.
Man.
We go outside the goddamn mall. It's like a lock-in on New Year's Eve.
Man, I think...
For little kids that lock you in.
I think we got it right here. Let me see, because I think it's at 105
oh,
here.
Oh, shit.
This is a rant. Man, I got it. Somebody posted it.
I know a lot of people were pissed off about it.
You know what? I don't give a...
If that's how he treats fans, then we don't want him here.
You know what? No. You know what? Fuck him. I don't give a fuck.
Damn!
Yeah, no, I'm saying this right now because you weren't there and you don't know what happened and you don't have led up to this.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck if people are mad at me or not.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I spent my fucking money to go to fuck somebody's event because they asked me to go. Don't fucking call me an asshole. I'm not talking to you, but
people, I know you're not talking to me.
I don't give a fuck if you get mad at me or not.
I know.
You know what? If you get mad at me, fucking leave. You ain't hurt my fucking world.
Right.
You know,
right.
But don't ask me to, like, I'm very, you know, this is.
That's what I said. I said, look, I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened with that. I'm not getting involved in that.
Man, I don't even remember this. I thought I was being nice. I mean, hold on.
Tony's backpedaling so fast, he's about to go through the wall. Like, goddamn.
Like, why is Corey acting like that, you know, if somebody invites him to a place and I'm like, I don't know.
You know, the thing is, why did Corey like agree to spend his money when he told people Corey spent his own fucking money, which was like over $200 to go somewhere? Because why? Because not because of that fucking mall. Because somebody told me there was one 15-year-old kid whose parents took him like an hour to get him to that fucking mall because he wanted to see me.
Right.
And I went ahead and bought that ticket right there and hearing that.
Mm-hmm.
Went on a plane and went there and didn't act like an asshole when I was there.
Right.
Was treated like an asshole by somebody who said I was scaring him when I was trying to be friendly.
Uh-huh.
So fuck anybody out there. I remember this.
Oh, Negro, you better stop leaving shit out. I swear.
On my own dime, I went to see a crippled kid and he didn't even appreciate it, so fuck him.
Somebody said, I scared him. No, fuck, I did that.
I remember this too, because I was talking to a kid. I was like, hey, here's my buddy right here. Here's my friend. Now he came out to hang out with us. And when I was talking to him, he was like, I said, you having a good time? He's like, yeah, you're kind of scaring me. And I was like, you motherfucker.
What was that?
So I'm wrong here. No, Corey was very fucking nice. Corey spent his fucking money, and Corey was very generous to go see a fucking member out in Georgia. Don't everybody ever criticize me. I've been too nice to fucking people.
All right.
Been too fucking nice.
I understand that, Corey, but I mean,
you know what? And then let me tell you something.
But,
I'd rather you fucking get off the site if you think I'm an asshole like that. I don't even want you here.
Yeah.
Because I've been too fucking nice to people.
No,
I spent 2 years spending my money, thousands of fucking dollars for people to come here and have a good time.
I got to say, worst acceptance speech ever. fuck you too, goddammit.
I ain't got to thank nobody but me.
I scared you.
No,
you scared me.
No, I hear you. Yeah, you know, still, but okay.
I know. Yeah, don't ever give me an Academy Award. You motherfuckers took this long to reward me. I spent my money for years entertaining people. I earned this shit. I don't thank nobody but me. Fuck all y'all. And thank Jesus.
And kiss my ass, too.
You want to thank your mom? I don't want to thank that bitch. I don't want to thank nobody. I did this shit. 2 a.m. I spent $10,000 on money on people that have alcohol, fucking food, spend my time, and they don't call me a fucking asshole. If you think I'm an asshole, get the fuck off the site.
Dude, but you had the thing is, I understand that. I'm very well aware of that. But just
come and stay at my house.
Yeah.
You know, I've done everything.
No, you're not on trial. You're not on trial.
I feel like I'm on trial.
You're not on trial, though.
You know, I'm not talking
to you. Tony's like, stop. Stop. They're already dead. This is Tony's not on trial, man. Baby, it's home. Let's go. We are.
I forgot that Tony was trying to be so understanding.
And that's the one that Tony's being understanding calm with. So you know he's true.
I know.
Right, right.
Tony stop being crazy. Tony's like, hey, listen, I understand. It's okay.
You're not on trial.
It's all right. It's all right. Please.
Corey, you're
please
not on trial.
Stop.
You're not on trial, Corey. Yeah, you're not on trial.
It's not a problem. I'm not judging you.
Tony's demeanor changed. Uh-huh. His inflection changed.
Tony changed. He changed into Dr. Phil.
Right, yeah.
I know you're not talking
don't
to me.
Don't ever fucking say I'm not a nice guy.
I know.
I've done too much for people out there, and I don't ever want
to. But I think if you present it in a way to where, look, this is what happened, you know, it wasn't what I was expecting, you know. And the thing is, yeah, if you're going
to try to be so diplomatic, though,
he's trying to calm you down.
He's calming you down, and you hollering, and I know how this audio used to go. It used to be two motherfuckers in a room staring at each other. So you just sit there screaming, hollering, looking at Danny.
Here's the chat looking at it.
Like,
oh,
man.
The chat is just, they can't breathe right now.
You have to just
look at this. Look at Skull, like, this is me right now.
I love that.
Holy shit.
You have to appreciate 3 exclamation points on the end of, don't you ever say I'm not a fucking nice guy.
Wow. Here's the thing, man. I'm scared myself with this. Like,
yeah.
I did not know that I went off like this. Wow, man. In my mind, I thought I went back and said, well, it wasn't what I expected, but, you know, they were good kids. I don't know if I do it again, but they're all right.
That was a Christian Bale rant.
Are you kidding me? That was. You lucky.
That or Mel Gibson.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit. The kids were looking at me like this.
at Applebee's.
Hey, Corey's still available for birthday parties and bar mitzvahs.
Bar mitzvahs.
At Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes. Wow. In reverse, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about your neighborhood.
Oh, I can't.
Fuck your day.
I can't wait to see the Corey Coleman documentary.
It'll be him talking like, yeah, what I did was I went back and said, you know, it wasn't what I thought it was. and then it'll cut to him fucking up and then yelling and screaming and shit and throwing shit. I didn't really throw the chair. I moved it a little bit. Then you see one go flying out the goddamn window Beverly Hills Cop, the first one.
Yeah. My documentary be called Fuck Your Neighbor.
/ Selective Memory.
How dare you say I'm not a fucking nice guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking nice. When you get the fuck off the site then.
Yeah. Corey Coleman, he loved children. Fuck you, you motherfuckers. Call me out here and say, I don't love people. I'll go to my goddamn way for you.
Get the fuck off the site. Subscribe to Spill. I love you guys.
Wow.
Wow.
God damn, you weren't even done my
time. That went on and on and on.
I remember listening to that. I can't remember if you told me the story or if I listened to that. But I remember at the time when it happened.
I say you probably heard it.
Well, you may have told me to.
Yeah.
No, because I remember laughing, so you must have told me. No, I was laughing because you must have told me when you had calmed the fuck down.
Yeah, man.
Because it must have been like around that because you wouldn't get mad when I was laughing. You were and I was laughing. But I remember pissing myself laughing.
Yeah, I used to.
You told me the food court. That's what got me. Just the phrase food court makes me laugh.
Yeah, anyway. I flew. No, I flew to Atlanta to go to the food court.
Yeah.
You couldn't let that shit hear you got yourself.
I was mad as fuck when I got back. I remember all this now. This shit is bubbling up again, man.
Did you know you were going to the food court?
No, I didn't know I was going to the food court. When I got on a goddamn plane to go to the food court, hell no. I thought I was going to a goddamn bar. I thought kids were going to be there, and they were going to be there until they were told to leave, and then I'd be hanging out with adults.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know that I was going to be there for 2 hours at Applebee's, and then I would escort these kids back to their parents and be on my merry fucking way.
Oh, y'all got a club called the food court?
That's clever.
We got a food court.
I love how they made it look like an Applebee's in here.
Yeah. Oh, y'all got a Dillard's too. Okay. In the club.
Man, this club is 2 stories. Yeah. They got a Dillard's.
And a Santa Claus.
Yeah,
you were hot.
Goddamn right I was. And on top of that, when I left them, when I remember that night too. When we left the mall. It was fucking raining, so I'm walking in the rain.
All dejected and mad.
Yeah, looking like goddamn Charlie Brown.
Kicking kids like, you block it.
She's like, oh. And I like the ruthless one. He's like, I mean, I get it. Yeah, I remember what happened. I went there and I did all that. And I put on a good face the whole time, and then I got back and I told a story about it. I did come back and I told a story about it. And I'm like, yeah, you know, I made fun of it a little bit. Like, yeah, because we laughed about it.
Right.
And then
right.
Some kids wrote me this long. I guess he was there. Wrote me this long email about how I was an asshole for coming there. And I was like, you motherfucker, I went there out of my way, smile the whole time, and I get back and tell a little funny story, and you call me an asshole. I just lost my shit after that.
Yeah.
What was it, Hector?
No. Oh, hell no. I would have flew back up there and rolled Hector down some steps.
Like Mac and me?
Call me an asshole.
Like Mac and me?
Yeah.
No, it's like, I bet you, Cora's like, are we going to food court? We get something to eat first? And then we go to the real party, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's what I know. That's what I thought. Uh-huh. Man, it was pitched to me that way. Desiree said there are people who were waiting for a get-together here. They've been waiting on you. She didn't tell me that they were all underage. Or they all didn't want to drink.
How old
were
they about?
They were about 15, 16, yeah.
Yeah, they would have stopped me at, well, you got to pay for your own flight. I'm like, oh,
No, you would have gone too. You a nice guy. You would have gone.
But you fucking ever say he's not a fucking nice guy. I did that shit. You motherfucker, you.
That shit, yeah, man. That's what I. That's one of the things that made me the bigger asshole I am today. I said, oh, yeah, I ain't ever flying out to no shit like this again. That's when I learned. Don't you? I had a long talk with myself in the mirror. I said, Corey, don't you ever do this shit again. I was mad at me.
Y'all was pissed off too. He was like, oh, I told you that's not to come out of here. Now it's going to rain, motherfucker.
Yeah. Yes, it was that. That was most. It put you in a position because you didn't want to be ungrateful. But at the same time, this was some bullshit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Man.
If you come to California, we'll take you to a
6-story
mall.
Oh, shit.
Well, you can say that. A 6-story mall.
With 17 year olds. barely legal.
And a TGI Fridays.
You've been here this whole time?
He's been hiding back there the whole time.
You've been.
I didn't even camouflage.
See, I didn't see this dude back here at all, man. Scared the fuck out of me. I was like, when'd you pop up in here? I mean, last time I saw you was at Applebee's, man. Oh. Oh, my God, man. All right, let's take some emails here.
God damn.
Yeah, let's see what we got here.
I know. Oh. That's where I was, just like that.
Yeah. Now I look at you, Martin, I say,
puppet museum.
I can't, Martin, at this point, I can't blame you. Now that I'm reliving this shit. Now, you know I got mad at you because I was like, I was already mad in
yeah,
the first
I know.
Place.
I was like, okay, you just transferring your anger.
Motherfucker,
like,
I just
no
got back. I don't need this shit.
But we had just joked about all that, and then got on the mic and talked about it, and then you got mad.
What gets me the most is, it's not his rant, really. It's I just picture his face going, the fuck? I don't even realize what it was.
No.
Hit this about a bitch.
No, it was that. It was that Spielberg shot where the background's moving and you still just yeah, yeah. Huh?
Oh no.
But you can't drop your smile all the way.
I love the chat. Yeah, that was me. Right when I got home, don't you ever do this, Corey Coleman, looking at myself. Corey talking to himself. I sure was. This is Solar. Solar says, hey, Corey, Martin, and Billy. I don't, well, he says here, I don't have it.
In me, I think he wants to
okay,
watch
I don't have any to watch the review for Won't You Be My Neighbor. I know I'd already, I'd be ready to throw my hands and feet to anybody being hipster, ironic, leaving a theater. But my question is, would the urban community have a similar reaction to a documentary about Reading Rainbow? Although Donald Glover does not. Of course, you know Donald Glover on Community. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, Troy.
What's his name?
LeVar Burton.
LeVar Burton scared the shit out of him for some reason.
Oh, he was starstruck.
Yeah, that's what it was. He says, given my love of children's educational programming, I would be there in half a second. Looking forward to seeing you guys again. I'm going to tell you something. I do not think so. No disrespect to LeVar Burton. Amazing guy. And Reading Rainbow.
He's still alive.
He's still alive. And Reading, I think they got it going again.
I didn't grow up with Reading Rainbow.
Oh, I did, man. I watched the shit out of Reading Rainbow.
Yeah, no, it didn't come around until I was much older. But at the same time, LeVar Burton's
done a lot more stuff besides Reading Rainbow.
Sure, yeah.
It's not like Mr. Rogers, but that's pretty much...
Yeah, when you bring up LeVar Burton, I first think of Star Trek, I next think of Roots, and then I think of Reading Rainbow.
There you go, see?
Yeah.
First Kunta Kinte.
See, no, I remember Roots, too, man, and he was...
Kunta.
He was Kunta to me first. I even remember seeing LeVar Burton in this movie. Like, okay, so here's my relief with seeing Reading Rainbow. LeVar Burton was always playing that black dude that got a beat down. He was mentally, you know, challenged.
When he was Dummy.
You remember that movie Dummy?
Yeah.
What's that?
It was a movie.
It was the first follow up thing he did. He took Roots.
He played like a mute guy. Who was put on trial for murdering a hooker.
Shit, you remember that movie? Yes.
It was a TV movie, right?
It was a TV movie. It was not a theatrical release.
And the funny thing about it was they went through the whole thing because they showed him he was a mute, and they say he might have been mentally slow, but he was always taking his money from construction jobs and getting hookers, and they always showed him coming out of his car from having sex with him. And then there was one that he killed, and then they showed he
did it?
They showed this thing where he went to the trial, and they said that they proved him innocent and everything. And I think that they filmed it to at the end. They're like, "Oh, but wait, did he?"
And he's like this.
Yeah, he came out of his car. I don't know.
But he kept going.
I'll never tell. Yeah. Oops.
Yeah, like
I can't speak.
Yeah, like yeah, exactly. Like, he couldn't talk, but he came out of his car like, "Shh, don't you say shit." But you don't have to take my word for it.
Read this. I'll kill you. What?
LeVar Burton, Dummy. Let me see if I can actually find that. You can actually find the whole movie
on
YouTube. Let me see if I can find the trailer.
Really? I can't believe that.
LeVar Burton, let me see here. This might CBS promo. This might be it right here.
A deaf mute since childhood is charged with a crime he can't understand.
Do you know about the murder?
LeVar Burton is the man called Dummy. Paul Sorvino is the deaf attorney determined to save him.
What the fuck?
This is CBS.
You couldn't be in no movie where the whole trailer is calling me a dummy.
I know.
Red Fox in there, you big dummy.
Paul Sorvino is the deaf, blind, and mute attorney ready to help him out. By the way, we mentioned he's in a wheelchair as well.
And has cerebral palsy.
It's like, what the fuck?
They must have called that shit Dummy and the Fat Man.
And the way they did Paul Sorvino in the trailer going,
yeah.
Okay. Well,
like, yeah, I'm deaf, remember?
Like you forgot.
That'd be funny if at the end of it, he just says, "I'm deaf, not stupid, goddammit." Let me see. The Reading Rainbow intro, man. I'm going to tell you about Reading Rainbow. Like, I knew LeVar Burton as Kunta Kinte and Dummy, and he was always getting his ass beat, always, you know, had his big old eyes and shit. Like, "I ain't done nothing," you know. And when he was finally in Reading Rainbow, I was like, "Thank God, they treating this man with
giggling
respect."
Giggling his ass off.
Yeah, happy as fuck. He was happy as not to be getting his ass beat.
Yeah. He's always giggling, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't take my word for it.
Yeah.
Giggle.
Well, that's, I didn't get my ass beat today, but you don't have to take my shut up, nigga.
Take his word for it. Take his word for it. What the fuck you doing reading, nigga?
Butterfly in the sky. Everybody knows this. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. And who knows this part? I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow. A reading rainbow. Anything. Take a look. It's in a book. A reading rainbow. Now this is my favorite part. All right, goddamn it! Yeah.
No, this is my solo right here. Put it at the end.
I mean, they're gone.
Oh, it's still going.
Yeah. It just stays like that. It just goes, yeah. And it goes to black, and it does it, too. So there's no more graphics, and nothing. You just like...
Yeah, that dude was...
You be singing the song with your kid, and then it gets awkward.
I think... You know what? I think I have a video where they actually edited to go longer.
Now remember, it would cut to black, though. Yeah. Remember, it would cut to black.
That dude on that flute back there, shit, yeah. Good. I ain't stopping yet.
I'm getting paid right now. But it would cut to black. You'd be sitting there like, your mama come in, you'd be singing, and all of a sudden, oh, yeah. Like, she caught you jacking off. Like,
what you doing over there, boy? Singing, oh, you doing remember nothing like again, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
You cleaning it up this time.
What are you doing in there? Oh, just playing the skin flute. Sounds good. Keep it up.
Skin flute, man. Come on. Come on, brother. I'm supposed to just act like you didn't do that.
Yes, I did.
Shit. Take a look.
I'm looking at this like, what's his name? Your doppelganger. He was like the modern day LeVar Burton. Cuba Gooding Jr. in Radio.
Oh, I know.
Oh, man. Don't bring that shit up.
I'm Radio. That shit made me so
bad. That's my Halloween costume.
You see that movie?
I hope you stay in character all night, too. Hey! Can I help you, sir? I want a beer! Yay!
Remember, all you do is holler. Oh, come on, man. Just...
Yay! Martin rolling on a grocery cart.
With a football on the back.
Rolling himself with a stick. And hey, I'm ready!
All the way from his house. Down Mopac.
Somebody throw a football at your head.
I play football.
Just see that movie?
Fuck yeah.
Fucking
once.
Horrible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know what? To answer your question, Solar, the thing about LeVar Burton, as much as everybody loves him, just not Mr. Rogers. For one thing, he's alive, LeVar Burton. And another thing is that, Mr. Rogers, is just the way he went out and just – met and mingled with children and different people. Like even when he had that adult show.
An adult show?
Yeah, the
Mr.
one.
Mr. Rogers After Hours?
You don't remember that documentary where he was meeting like people in prison? And
oh, that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, Mr. Rogers was just a guy that, you know, he just seemed too good to be true.
Yeah, he was kind of a meta-human. He behaved in a way that's so unlike most people we know. And that's one of the things, one of the main things that makes him fascinating.
Yeah,
he's like a superhero.
You know what? Love is his superpower. Yeah.
And he was white.
Boo!
Yeah, boo! I'm Richard Pryor's son. You don't see this afro?
Have some respect. Boo, love.
I wish you had never had me watch that, man. I was so fucking uncomfortable.
We've been quoting that so much. Ray wouldn't stop quoting that in Chicago.
What, boo?
Yeah.
I love that.
He wanted me to whip up the crowd to start booing him just so he could do it.
Oh, wow.
But I was like, Ray, I don't know. I feel like that could go away. You don't want it to go. He's like, no, it'll be funny. Do it. But, you know, I was so busy talking to people in my line, I never had a chance to break over there and do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
If you had set that up, it would have gone just the way it went in real life.
Yeah.
You'd be like, no, boo for real? Wait, what?
Let's see here.
They just drag him off the stage.
You can't set shit up like that.
Yeah.
Now, let me see here. We got, let me see what we got here. Oh, Miss Evil Ducky. We've talked about this before.
Shuck it, Ducky question.
Shuck it, Ducky. It says, I was wondering if you might have the latest trailer for the new series debuting on Hulu called Castle Rock. It's set in a Stephen King multiverse where various characters and stories from his work are intertwined together in a fictional town called Castle Rock. We showed this trailer a while back.
I remember last year they were showing this trailer, and I was excited about this show. I was like, oh, I can't wait till next year. It's like, it seemed like every time they said, oh, it's coming January. No, it's not.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Coming in two weeks.
Okay. Because I gave up waiting for it.
Well, it's got boy Bill Skarsgård in it.
Yeah.
Young man. Who are you? What's your name?
We got no records of you. How'd you get inside this prison? Who put you down that hole?
What brings you home?
I got a call from Shawshank.
Oh.
So I guess about a kid in the cage.
Yeah.
Call from who?
Don't know yet.
Damn, Scott Glenn the old.
Has it begun?
You know what? This is cool because this is something that the Gunslinger was kind of supposed to kind of kick off, like bringing in several of Stephen King's universe,
sure,
parts of his universe together, and they fucked that all up. But
no, I mean they shot it like a TV series,
and it should have been, yeah. You know, because they even talked about if nobody's going to watch that movie too much, but they had some clever things they were trying to do, like in the Gunslinger or whatever it's called, the Dark Tower. Yeah, they talked about like how people had how they would shine, which is a throwback to like The Shining.
Sure,
you know, and it's, I wish they had actually made that happen because it would have been cool. But it looks like they're going to try to correct that with this right here. Because if anybody who follows Stephen King's works knows that a lot of his stories are connected together, you know, under the...
It seems like all of them are.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think all of them are.
And the Dark Tower was the center of it all.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I was upset they really messed that up. But
I mean, even if it's just like one reference, like even like in Misery, there's like one little reference.
Right, right.
At the beginning of his writing, it wasn't all connected, but as he progressed,
he found a way to
Put them together.
And it's funny, because I remember that point when the Stephen King movies were coming out, and because his novels were big, and everybody went to see him. And then it got to be where something was like by Stephen King, you just knew it was trash. It was like,
movie.
Yeah. And it's funny, now enough time has passed that they've come around doing good stuff with Stranger Things and It. Now he's a, you know, his name is a hot commodity again.
Yeah, back then it came out some classics nobody could ever touch. Lawnmower Man, you know.
Thinner.
Yeah, Maximum
Thinner,
Overdrive.
Yeah, Thinner. This is Martin. This is a question for you,
Christine.
Martin's thoughts after listening to Luke Cage season 2. What up, DT Crew? I was hoping we could get Martin's final ratings and thoughts after finishing season 2 of Luke Cage. Forgive this question if he answered it on another show. I personally felt that the show got remarkably better all around as the season went along. Also, I think they left the character of Luke in an interesting place at season's end that leaves me anticipating possible season 3 storylines. Thanks and stay toasty. Martin, you got me in a corner to tell me about Luke Cage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And did I tell you that I did finally finish it?
Oh, no. You remember, you like I said, you really did. You cornered me and you said, damn.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah. 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 What the most amazing thing is how awful the first 3 episodes are. They are terrible. They're like
I couldn't get to the first one.
Yeah. No, me too. I was watching the first one. I was just like, man, I'm not going to sit through Iron Fist again with this shit. If this is how these shows are going to be. Because the second half of Jessica Jones season two was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I can't do this. But he was like, well, I want to talk about it. So I powered through, and by the 4th episode, I was like, this is a little better. And the 5th episode was like, oh, shit, this has turned around. And it just kept getting better and better.
Wow.
That by the end, yeah, episodes 5 through 13 are full prices, and some of them are high full prices.
Yeah.
It's just those first 3 episodes are some old bullshit.
No, you're telling me how much you loved what's her name's character? One of
Sorry, Dawson.
No. Alfre Woodard.
Oh, yeah, Alfre Woodard, yeah. Yeah, well, you were telling me how much you loved her character. But, yeah, between her and Shades, those characters just end up having so much dimension to them. And they even, you know, where Luke fit into everything. And Simone Missick, playing Misty, she got better. I mean, she was actually kind of good throughout the season, but even everything with her. And, yeah, the villain, John McIver, he's one of my favorite characters out of all the series. And going into the origin of where everybody came from to where you really see their motivation. And what they did with Shades and his prison buddy.
Yeah, Comanche.
Comanche. I was like, I would never expect them to do something
like that. Man, I've told you, episode 6.
Yeah, episode 6.
When they had that one scene.
Yeah.
And not only because of the reveal, but it was like, this is a powerful scene.
Yeah, I was like, wow, it's a bold reveal, and this writing's actually good. Shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, if it wasn't for those first 3 or 4 episodes, it'd be getting a full price, but they were enough to make it a matinee.
All right.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Power through. It's worth it.
This is the last one. This is Drew Benson. He's back. Huh. Oh, good old Drew.
I was hoping we'd get Drew Benson.
I was hoping we didn't scare him away.
No. I didn't think we did. But I'm very interested to hear him talk right now.
All right. Well, let's hear him talk. Oh, wait a minute.
Can we hear pause him?
Is it an army video?
I'm interested to hear him talk. Mute.
He's like, girl.
Motherfucker, I am back. Y'all thought y'all got rid of me? Hell no, man. I was just taking a break. Now your boy is back in the building. What's going on? My friend, he asked me. He was like, man, you think you can still fuck with Double Toasted because Goodwin and Grits gone? I'm like, I don't give a damn about that shit. Nigga, I started off with Corey and Mark. They started this shit. They the reason why I got into this shit, man. The two OGs, man. Kept killing OG Mark. And I ain't going nowhere, but I'm back now, man. I'm just popping. Anyway, man, like, yeah, I've been peeping y'all, man. I've been peeping everything that's been going on. I ain't out of the loop yet. What I was going to say, though, man, like, since Luke Cage season 2 has been out, which I thought I had to get it a 10 out of 10, man. That shit, everything in that shit was just so cold. Like, the street shit was just off the wall. The dialogue, nigga this, nigga that. I like, niggas are really in here tripping. The character development of Luke Cage, it was just growing, just growing and growing. He showed so much emotion to shit. Just the whole scuffle for Harlem with Bushmaster. All that, man, it was some brutal shit in that, man. I was like, you know what? I don't miss these Netflix series that much, but season 2 of Luke Cage was that motherfucking deal, man. So what was y'all top 2 Netflix series? Because most of them motherfuckers is mediocre as hell. Well, I would say Luke Cage season 2, because season 1, that shit was just some corny ass shit to me. Season 2 killed it. So I would say Punisher and Luke Cage season 2. Y'all stay toasted. What's your 2 top Netflix Marvel series?
Top 2, Martin, for you.
Luke Cage season 2, Daredevil season 1.
Luke Cage season 2 for me. And this might be a tie between Daredevil and Jessica Jones season 1.
Mm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Are we just talking Netflix?
I mean, yeah, there's Netflix. Chad talking about, man, get some oil for your chair.
I know. That's what I was thinking, like, man, we got to send him some WD-40.
Yeah.
And some Visine. He has eyes closed half the time. He's like, man. Oh, fucking Luke Cage and shit.
Where am I?
I couldn't get through first season of Luke Cage.
Okay.
I tried. I went got halfway through it. And I was like, I can't do it, man. It just popped for me.
So okay. It's not in your top.
No.
It's not one of your top 2.
I believe we asked what's your top 2. Well, I'll tell you what I don't like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Kimmy Schmidt. I like Daredevil, and I also like the one where they were all together. What's that one called?
The Defenders?
The Defenders. I like the, well, one episode of when they all fought together.
Billy, what's your top 2 Marvel Netflix shows? Orange is the New Black and Me.
He said Netflix. No, we went the Netflix Marvel shows.
That's what he meant. They know he didn't say that. Or maybe he said in between chair squeaks, but the motherfucker didn't say the shit. That's all I know. All I heard was. He's like that. Yeah. Fuck Goodwin and Grits. I thought his name was Gertz. He called him Grits. You hear that shit?
Well, that's what we called him.
Too. Oh, okay. Yeah, I was going to say, with salt and pepper?
Yeah. It's like he was flying up.
In between chess.
Just saying, man. You don't get mad at me, I understand what the fuck he's talking about.
Hey, before we go, I have. We were talking about the Gorillaz. They brought back Dell, the funky Homo sapien, who does the rap verse in Clint Eastwood. Came back after, because I remember, I mean, they ain't dropping anything, because the funny thing about Dell, the funky Homo sapien, is that he played one of our shows, mm-hmm. paid him to come out here. Awesome. And he sat in the car with me for about an hour and a half and talked to me about life, his family, his kids. And then he went up in his hotel, and then his manager came back into town and said, hey, we're playing a show tonight, man. Come on by. Dale would love to see you. And I was like, okay, sure, man. And notice they asked us to come out. So we went out there, and he said, yeah, Dale in the back, man. Go holler at him. And I went back there. First of all, I had to pull the weed smoke aside like a curtain. And then I said, Dale, what's going on, man? He's like, hey. I'm like, hey.
He's like, what the fuck you doing?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. I said, Dell, hey. He said, hey. And I said, yeah, man, it's Corey. And at this point, I was like, I'm not even asking if you remember. I was like, it's Corey, man. You play one of my shows. I want to say thanks. He's like, yeah. I was like, okay. And I remember walking out. He's like, did he speak to you? Like, yeah, man, he did.
He's like, you want to go to Applebee's?
Yeah. Hey, no, I said, I'm going to Applebee's.
Question, did you have to buy your ticket to the show?
No. He put me on the list and shit. No. Oh, no, I know what you're thinking. Like, hey, man, come on in.
Yeah.
Oh, but you got to buy a ticket.
Well, you know how often that happens to us.
Oh, yeah, man.
Happened in Atlanta.
I hooked you guys up.
So, y'all, I don't know if y'all heard this story, but Martin and I, we would laugh about this all the time. This guy, we ran into him out in the open at a bar somewhere, and the guy said, hey, Martin Carr, what's going on? What are you guys up to? We just doing our show, man. What are you up to? Oh, I'm working at Thundercloud, man, right down the street. Tell you what, y'all come by and see me. I got you. Anything you need, you come by. Let me know. I'll hook you up.
It was a Quiznos.
Yeah. Okay, it was a Quiznos. Yeah, come by Quiznos. Come by, I'll hook you up.
And apparently it was also Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah. Hey, come on. Hey, I'll hook you up. Hey, come on by. Hey, bada bing, bada boom. No,
he was like that. He was full of bravado, and I'm going to take care of you guys and all this.
Get the mooly sauce. Hey.
Mooly sauce, no.
But then we went to Quiznos, and it wasn't the next day. We're like, hey, there's Quiznos. Let's go by and see this guy. And we went in there, and we walked in. The guy was like, come on in. Look, anything you want.
So he's still fucking with you?
Oh, yeah. No, he's no. Listen, hold on. He's like, come on in, man. Listen, anything on the menu, you get it. Anything you want. And we're like, okay. So, man, we did it up, man. We're gonna get footlongs. we're gonna get potato chips and shit. We got a brownie, got a drink. And he's like, all right, you know what? I told you. I got you. Listen, I got you. I got you for $22.95.
We were looking at each other like, what just happened?
I said, you ordered anything you want. I fucking know it now. Yeah.
If I order anything, I got you as long as you pay for it.
Yeah. I'll make it.
Martin and I looked at each other like, fuck. We were like, we stood at the counter for about 5 minutes. Like, where's the punchline? Surely he's gonna ask for this back.
I got you.
I don't think he understands the concept of I got you.
Right.
Do you got this?
I said, this fucker's crazy, man.
Oh, my God, man. That made my head hurt.
We were like, what the fuck?
But anything you want in the menu.
Yeah. Yeah. But Dell showed up at this concert, and it was a triumphant return. Jesus. Cut short by that damn stage, man. Finally, they let me out of my cage. Now, top of me is nothing because I'm counting no A. And he like, well, that was a lawsuit.
He must have been mad at him because he didn't even care.
How you gonna walk up all smooth?
I know. No real concern. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna walk with the feet though.
Yeah, with the feet though, yeah. Let me see if this motherfucker's dead right
He's
now.
He's like, I'm gonna try to keep the show going.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to get this motherfucker out of the pit right here.
He fell with the quickness too.
Yeah. Oh my God. That fool went into the abyss, man. Finally, they're gonna let me out of my cage. Now, top of me
is nothing because I'm counting no A. Watch, man.
He's like, okay. He's like, yeah, he's not coming back.
He's like, not again, goddamn.
If I told him once, I told him 1,000 times, don't wear dark sunglasses on stage at night.
Had to smoke a weed. Ain't going to Thundercloud.
Yeah. Yeah, bitch, that's what you get for not remembering me.
I should tell him I ain't gonna do it. Fuck him.
No, not
him.
All
right.
He's throwing that out well.
I'm betting he never showed up for sound checks.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't work out the blocking on the stage.
Yeah, well, like, that hole checked his ass. I like the way he thought, like, is this part of the act? Okay, wait, is he going to pop back up like Bugs Bunny or some shit?
Sound check this moment.
Yeah.
Wrong turn in Albuquerque. Yeah.
Check this echo. He really is looking like, okay, is he coming back?
But he walked over there with all the purpose in the world.
I know.
Like there was some more stage to be there, too. He's head don't even turn, man.
Man, I even saw his face. His mouth was wide open. Nah.
Break him back. Do one time for old time's sake, man. It was like, I can't believe it. How could this happen to me?
I don't know.
I rehearsed last week.
Walking across here looking like Adventure Time and shit.
It's so quick that I tell you, my man didn't know what happened. He was like, ain't
that right? He's like, well, we didn't rehearse this, but okay. Spontaneity, I like that.
I like when he jumps out into the crowd and lands on someone's head. And apparently breaks his head.
Yeah. Wow. All
right, then. Yeah. And gangsta rap, y'all.
Know, yeah. And Dell was never seen again. I think he's still falling.
Yeah. He fell into the sucker place. Man.
All right. We're going to get out of here, but I want to thank you guys for coming through. How long are you guys in town?
Till Friday.
Will you be here tomorrow? Okay, well then we're going to talk to you guys tomorrow then at the Movie Review Extravaganza. You're like, I don't know about this. Brother, you have not, that smile has not disappeared since you've been
That's
here.
That's a great smile.
That's a great smile. I'm going to do, look, I'm going to sit next to you. Let me sit next to you. He's been over here the whole time. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Looking like LeVar Burton on Reading Rainbow. Yeah, watch that smile disappear real quick. Stop whooping your ass.
Now, y'all married or this girlfriend? You married? Kids? No, not yet. How long? 5 years. All right.
Wow, 6th of December.
Right. She ever yelled at you as of a tuna fish?
It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming, man. Give it time.
For you too, man. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we had our time. All right, man. I've had a great time tonight. You know what? We've gone so late, and I'm sorry. I apologize, Martin, but I just have to say I've just been having fun.
Yeah, it's been a fun show.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Here, yeah. Yeah. No.
Well, how many
no.
more I got before I get
more? Got two more, man. One and a half, actually, in case you walk out in the middle of the show. So. Yeah, so, yeah, people, I know this went late, but I've just been having a great time tonight. I've just been laughing. So.
Good fun.
Yeah, it's good fun. So thank you so much for being here tonight. I'm going to let you guys go. Just remember, check us out at dtmerch.com. Support us over there. Please subscribe if you like what we do. Join us on the show. I just help us support keeping these shows going. And I'm still working on the Halloween party for you. Hopefully on Thursday or Friday, I can get on in it real deep and see if I can find a venue or at least get clued in on a couple. So just let's keep that on the calendar. Halloween weekend, one big Halloween party, costume contest. Brunches and all that kind of stuff. Brunches and
everything.
And everything. Thank you, Billy, for coming in.
Yeah, man.
Had a good time. Thank you, Robert, for your review of the Gorillas. The mysterious man back there in the corner who crept in. Hey, thanks for coming in, man.
Wait, what's your name?
Luis.
Yeah, he's been here before.
I know.
Yeah.
I just couldn't remember his name.
Luis, thanks for coming in, man. Good to see you. Thank you for coming in and pointing out my racism on Marvel superheroes. Anything.
That was a group effort, man. Come on.
What's that?
That was a group effort.
That was no. All y'all showed me the error of my ways. Oh, I can't wait for YouTube to get on my ass about this. I'm gonna put that on YouTube and watch. I can't wait to get all this shit, man. Sellout, coon ass motherfucker,
crab in a bucket ass motherfucker.
Oh, I know. I can't wait.
And guess what? I hope you do get called that because that's what you used to call everybody back in the day. You saw it's called crab in a bucket.
Oh, I should have did.
Remember that? He used to say shit all
like,
the time.
What? Oh, I sure did.
Yeah. 15 years. He'd be like, oh,
and look at me. And look at me. I'm reaching for superheroes. Come here, Falcon. You ain't going nowhere.
Get your ass back in.
Get your ass back in here.
And man, fuck you.
But Hawkeye and Black Widow, they good. But
for real, let's not get back into that. We'll be here all night.
I mean White Widow.
Nick Fury verified him. They got grandfathered in.
Let's see here. Jake, thanks for everything, man. You are, today's your birthday?
Yeah, 30
minutes ago. Oh, happy birthday, Jake. Yeah. Yeah, happy birthday.
Oh, no way.
Is it your problem? Oh, my God. Oh, shit. All right. Hey. All right. God, we just met. Hey.
guys, it's late.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Here we go. Oh, another email just came in. What's going on? All right. Let's see. We got it. All right, everybody. We're out of here. Let me find where it is. Where is it? Where is it? There we go. Thank everybody for out there for watching the show. And we hate to leave you. We're having so much fun, but I'm afraid we're going to have to say goodnight. But you know what? We're always thinking about you, so do not hesitate anytime. And thanks, Sammy. Sammy, for going in and getting us the starters at the last minute, man.
Sammy
thank you.
Sammy the clutch.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you so much for getting that, man. And Sammy's going to, after we do our review tomorrow, Sammy's going to come in and give his opinion on Skyscraper.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw Sammy. He was into it. He was like, ooh.
Was taking notes.
Yeah, yeah. What about you? So, no, oh, yes, you will. Yes, yes, you will. Yeah, you won't be on the review with him and I, but you'll be in to give your review with Sammy. How about that? You have to get the sick debt. Like, we'll give our opinion and see how the people feel.
Okay.
So they can tell us we're full of shit. So, Martin, that is it. I'll see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, Skyscraper in Hotel Transylvania 3. Yeah, rounding out the trilogy now. One complete story.
All the questions answered.
Yeah, all of them. All of them.
Or are they?
Or are they?
Yeah,
right,
the conclusion.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
A couple years ago. It's Transylvania 7.
Just remember, people, as I said, we're always thinking about you, so please do not hesitate to pop open a keyboard and type in for us. kcoolmans@gmail.com. That's kcoolmanz@gmail.com. Email us with any questions, comments, compliments, insults, input, and our advice. Now, if you'd like to be part of the show this evening, as I'm asking you to, well, it's too late. We're done. But we'll be back with more shows, so please, in that email, put your phone number there, Skype contact in there. Google Hangouts and anything else you think we might need. Press in, bam, up in your home, hollering at you, the home store, the house calls. On Instagram and Double Toast fan page, on Facebook, type in Double Toast. If you'd like some private time with us, me, type in Corey.com.5. I'm too busy hollering at people. Mr. Thomas.
Need private time with me? Look for me on Twitter and Instagram at Martin_NoFro. Or look for Martin Thomas on Facebook. And if you're on Facebook, join the group, The Children of the Toast. Billy's nowhere. Back to you, Corey.
Oh, no, back to these lovely folks here in the Double Toasted Studios, world-famous Double Toasted Studios, now with two stinky-ass couches. Email us, kcoolmans@gmail.com. If you're going to be visiting Austin, you have visited Austin. Said it's such a nice place. So nice, I'm going to move there. It's not nice if you don't tell us, though. Come down here. Come see the show. We'd love to see you. The studio is open for you anytime. All right, everybody. We've had a great time tonight. Really have. Billy, thank you for being here, man. I've had so much fun hanging out with you on these shows.
Don't
so.
You agree? You talk so fine, don't you agree?
I'm stretching this music out. You're doing so well here. So, all right, everybody. Good night, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you listen to or watching this, goodbye and stay toasty.